It's time to talk about what happened while you were at work today. This is The Drive with Lee Matthews.
Back live in the studio after a couple of days, selfishly enjoying myself. I am Lee Matthews on Freedom 96.9. Yes, I try to do it that way. That way I'm not taking a whole week. I seldom take a whole week. And the reason I don't take a whole week is because if something important happens, I will be back quick enough. And usually things like that don't happen on weekends. Yeah, but Trump got shot on a Saturday afternoon. But usually that doesn't happen. And so that way, if I straddle a weekend, I can enjoy myself carefree. Don't have to worry about missing something. And I'll be back on the air in time to talk about it. So here I am. And I'm glad to have you along today on Oklahoma's Talk Radio, Freedom 96.9. Your calls to 405-608-4377, 405-608-4377. LMatthews@freedom969.com is the email address, and the website, freedom969.com. As usual, find me on Facebook and on X Profiles. So we heard about this Cat in the Hat threat, and it was not only sweeping the nation, and I think they've traced it back to Grand Junction, Colorado. A 14-year-old boy in Grand Junction, Colorado, who started this. He was trying to start evidently some sort of trend, but it was perceived as a threat. I'll get into the details, and you can tell me, is this something we should have been paying attention to, or is it something where, okay, it's just a kid out getting his kicks? You know, it's getting difficult to tell. Another 110 semi-driving schools are going to be shut down by the Department of Transportation. Way to go. That's a good start, given that we've seen lately that a lot of these schools aren't schools at all. They're just what we want to call CDL mills. You go in, you pay your fee, and you get your CDL, your commercial driver's license. And we've seen the results of that. I've personally seen it myself. And again, I was driving through Inola. And a semi just did a U-turn right smack dab in front of me. Didn't even signal, just did it. And when I passed the guy up, yep, did not look like a native. I'll just leave it at that, because Lord knows if I go any further, oh, you're just such a racist. At any rate, they've closed another 110 of those semi-driving schools nationwide. Are any of them in Oklahoma? I'll talk about it coming up. With the start of the new congressional session, Republicans are trying to force Democrats to deal with a central issue that they haven't dealt with yet. And that issue is communists are taking over your party. I don't know if you remember the comedian Victoria Jackson. Back when Obama first got elected, she wrote a little ukulele song. I don't have it with me. I should have got it. There's a communist living in the White House. There's a communist living in the White House. And basically she went through all of Barack Obama's background and how, yeah, it basically was communist. Well, the communists are now living in the Democrat Party. What are they going to do about it? Well, they don't want to do anything about it. In fact, I heard another interview earlier today with James Carville, the godfather of the Democrat Party, actually went on Fox. He went on Fox twice in the last 10 days. He went on Jesse Waters' show, and then earlier today he was on one of the afternoon shows. And he basically said the same thing on both shows. These aren't Democrats. They're hijacking the Democratic Party. They're not Democrats. They need to go find their own name, because they're not Democrats. And I agree with him. I mean, I don't agree with James Carville on a lot of things, but I agree with him on that. So what are they going to, and they don't want to face it. And the reason they don't want to face it, I think, is because they're getting fundraising out of it. And as long as they're getting the fundraising out of it, they will tolerate it. Well, what have I said before? The behavior you tolerate is the behavior that perpetuates. It gets worse. Speaking of which, it was a terrible fire in an apartment complex that had basically been serving as an area for homeless people to get back up on their feet. From what I understand, homeless people who are going through the system of the Homeless Alliance in Oklahoma City, getting a job, however remedial it is, and getting on their feet and making some money and staying clean and sober, have been given access to some apartments. Well, they caught fire and burned. Now, they didn't burn to the ground, but most of the units were damaged. And so now a lot of these homeless people who've been working so hard to get back on their feet are homeless once again. Now, I feel sorry for these people. I do. And I'm glad, and I'll give you information later on in the program where you can help out if you want to. And they're accepting help. But I'm using this as an example of this is what happens when we try to help the homeless. I'm not saying this is the cause of this particular fire, because it could have been a lot of things. I don't know. But this is why building more homeless shelters usually doesn't work. It happened, it was either Albuquerque or Santa Fe, New Mexico. They got together, they found a piece of a parcel of land downtown. They were able to build a whole bunch of these little mini houses that had many facilities in them. They had a place where they could wash up, a toilet, a place where they could cook a meal, and a place where they could sleep, all in this little cottage, okay? And they started giving these things out to the homeless. What did some of the homeless do? Decide, wow, this fire, this gas hot plate that I cook my food on sure works really good for lighting my crack pipe. And then they start a fire and burn the place down. So I'm not saying that's what happened with this apartment complex in Oklahoma City, but I'm saying this is what happens. And this is why sometimes when you build more homeless shelters, you cause more problems than you solve. Because a lot of the homeless don't want to rehabilitate. Many of them do. Many of them have made some bad choices and they want to, okay, I want to redeem myself. I want to get better. But many of them, step one is you got to get clean and sober. Otherwise, you don't get access to all the goodies that are going to help you get better. I don't want to do that. So we'll talk about that. Bitcoin. We learned that the big water leak that was causing so many problems in El Reno last week turns out to have been a Bitcoin mining facility. What in the name of Zeus's butthole is a Bitcoin mining facility? I may have been off. I did do a little homework, and I'm going to tell you what I found out, what a Bitcoin mining facility does and why they needed so much water in El Reno. Speaking of which, Claremore, I see that they are not slowing down in their process of building a data center. I wanted to tell you what I saw driving through the little community of Inola in regards to the aluminum smelter, and what is the number one reason a mail-in ballot won't get counted. Care to guess? Coming up. Freedom 96.9, 405-608-4377 on Oklahoma's Talk Radio. It's Lee Matthews and The Drive. Hi, you are on the air kicking us off. What's your name?
It's Dennis in Kingfisher, your veteran friend.
Hi, Dennis. How are things going in Kingfisher?
They're going. Police are out pretty thick today, so if you're in this area, please drive carefully.
Yes. Well, and no fires, huh?
No fires, yeah, thank goodness.
We had a grass fire over in Anadarko. I think they got it taken care of as of now. So,
Yeah, I think the homeless problem, we should just give them all tickets to go to California.
Well, they keep trying to get them to go to Shawnee, and I don't know. They just don't like it in Shawnee.
No, let's give them bus tickets to go to California. They can go and live with Gavin Newsom.
You say that, but I personally don't know this, but my wife has a good friend who's got a younger brother who is basically a bum, and all he wants to do out of life is find where he can get the most stuff free. And he's one of these guys. He's not an addict. He doesn't drink. He doesn't smoke. He's just a bum. He doesn't want to do anything in his life. And he was trying to get my wife's friend to loan him at least enough money to get a bus ticket to California, because he's read about how much free stuff there is out there in San Francisco.
Yep.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, Newsom gave out, what was it, like, he's supposed to cure the homeless problem?
Yeah.
And he spent like $12 billion on it?
Yeah.
And he had nothing to show?
Yeah. And this woman I'm telling you about, my wife's good friend, is a miniature example of what I've just been talking about. She and her husband had a travel trailer. When this younger brother was down and out and was at the very depths of despair, they finally said, you can come and stay in our travel trailer, but you can only stay for 6 weeks. Then you got to find something else to do with your life. Well, he stayed the 6 weeks and slowly but surely began selling the parts of the trailer for cash. The spare tires, the copper and the plumbing, and on and on and on and on. He basically trashed the place that they were allowing him to use as a shelter. You know, some people you just can't deal with.
Yep.
Yeah.
There's a lot of them out there.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's why they started putting cages around air conditioners in some businesses.
Oh, I know. I know.
Stealing the copper out of them.
I had a friend of mine who was a welder, and he had invented one of these that he could customize and come out and put around your air conditioner.
Yeah, but then they get a cordless grinder, and they can get in there and steal.
Yeah, that's how they steal the catalytic converters from underneath your car.
Yeah, my son had two of those stolen from him.
Wow.
He lived in Del City. He moved out of Del City now.
Okay.
Yeah, he had enough.
Because he was becoming homeless. So
No. They took two of his, they grinded out two of his, he got a catalytic converter stolen. Yeah. He had to pay for it out of his pocket because they wouldn't cover it.
No.
And then he got it replaced, and they stole that one.
And they stole that one, yeah.
I told him just ground some electricity to it. But
yeah.
He didn't listen to me. have a capacitor inside the vehicle and have it discharge
when it
has metal touches.
Yeah, when it touches it, yeah. Whack.
You get different voltage levels of a capacitor, or you can just, I wouldn't recommend using a capacitor that came out of a photocopier.
No.
That'll do them in.
Yeah.
But, like, they have a capacitor that runs the strobe lights on a police car.
Yeah.
I had a friend that installed them, and he actually accidentally hit the capacitor. It popped out all his fillings out of his mouth.
I was going to say, and he woke up in the gutter across the street. Yeah.
Yeah. He said he won't be doing that no more.
Yeah. Yeah. My nephew was wiring up an electric fence around his cattle farm, and he didn't do it right. And I was going over to open the fence and go in there, and I unhooked what I thought was the ground to the, you know, that created the circuit for that. And I woke up against my truck about 5 feet away. It knocked me that far.
Oh, yeah.
I was like,
oh, what? But he didn't have any cows that got loose, did he?
No, he didn't. He didn't.
Yeah. There's a bonus. So. Get one of them ranchers to put one of his capacitors off of the fence under there next to your catalytic converter and zap them suckers.
Yep.
Well, then we'll be able to identify them because they'll all have that frizzy hair going straight up. Looks like they got blown up or something.
Dennis, thanks a lot for the call. Good to hear from you on Freedom 96.9. It's Oklahoma's Talk Radio, 405-608-4377. The Cat in the Hat threat coming up on The Drive. Over the weekend, I found out that my sister-in-law is starting to talk about that dreaded word, assisted living, for herself. And she's in for a big surprise in what is and is not covered when it comes to assisted living, and Medicare. Hey, it's Lee Matthews. You want to make sure you know what is and is not covered when it comes to Medicare? If you were born in 1961, you're getting a lot of phone calls, I know. A lot of texts, too. A lot of snail mail. And rather than be confused about it or not know what it does cover and what it doesn't cover, I mean, it doesn't cover everything. Make your life easy now and call the Well-Preserved Advisory Group, 405-848-5790. 405-848-5790. It'll be the best call you make. And now's the time to do so because they're going to have that, what they call, they're going to have what they call that open enrollment. And that means you can make changes and you can actually sign up for Medicare. But then once that's closed, it sure makes it a lot harder to get anything else done until the next open enrollment. Call the team at the Well-Preserved Advisory Group. They'll put together a plan that works for you. No matter where you can hear me, they will deal with you and do so one-on-one. 405-848-5790, 405-848-5790, the Well-Preserved Advisory Group.
From wars in the Middle East to conflicts at home, we're the only station you need to stay informed. We're the new Freedom 96.9, freedom969.com, and on the Freedom app.
McRoof.us reminds you there are two guarantees. Roofs will never be less expensive than they are today, and every year that goes by will cost you more of your money to replace your roof due to higher deductibles, more restrictive coverage, and policy exclusions. I'm Lee Matthews reminding you that's why you need to trust your roof to a roofer that has been in Oklahoma for over 40 years. McRoof.us. Call today and get your free inspection, and be ready when the insurance company starts their nonsense. 405-877-7663.
Red, White, and Boots. Mustang Western Days 2026. September 11th and 12th. With events and activities for all ages. Kids can enjoy the Stampede Fun Run, Parade, Pet Show, Best Dressed Cowboy and Cowgirl Contest, Art Show, Games and Activities at Wild Horse Park. New this year, the Jelly Ball. Also, the Mustang Roundup Club IPRA Rodeo on both nights on the 11th and 12th. 8 o'clock. And more with the 5K Fun Run, Car Show, Chuck Wagon Roundup, Vendor Booths, Chili Cook-Off, plus live entertainment at Wild Horse Park. It's a weekend of good family entertainment. For more information, visit MustangWesternDays.com.
Wildfire season is approaching in Oklahoma, and our local volunteer fire departments need support now. As conditions grow hotter and drier, volunteer firefighters are preparing for long, demanding responses to keep our community safe. They rely on donations of bottled water, electrolyte drinks, and non-perishable snacks to stay fueled on the fire line. Monetary donations are also critical to help provide the tools and resources they need. If you see your local volunteer fire departments hosting a fundraiser or any other community event, don't wait. Show up and support them. This message is brought to you by the Oklahoma State Firefighters Association, standing with those who stand ready to protect us.
Only one station has the power to cover Oklahoma with freedom, and you're listening to it. Your 100,000 watt talker is the new Freedom 96.9 and freedom969.com.
Iran just doesn't seem to be able to get out of the news, and the whole week we've got an economic summit in Asheville, North Carolina, between the top 20 global economic powers. There's so much happening in the world. It's my job to get you through the headlines and give you the analysis, and I'll tell you what I think about it. I'll also take your phone calls at 877-973-7425. It's Eric Erickson and the Eric Erickson Show, live weekdays 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. right here on Freedom 96.9.
Who find a commonality, and they built a network with it. It's scary. It's scary that we let out our PDF files. It's scary that we let out our most racist. We let out the worst of the worst out of that, okay?
That is Nicleia Jasmine Thomas, candidate for U.S. Senate, Oklahoma. It appears we have our own version of Kamala Harris. I have no idea what in the name of God's holy trousers she was talking about. I think she was talking about the Make America Great Again movement, but I'm not sure. 405-608-4377 on Freedom 96.9. It's Oklahoma's Talk Radio. Steven is in McLeod. Hi, thanks for hanging on.
Hey, Lee, I was just commenting on one of your previous callers saying that they don't like Shawnee. I think we have enough homeless people in Shawnee already.
Yeah.
My church feeds them once a month, and there's plenty. But I do.
And are they being piped in from Oklahoma City?
I don't know. So I've heard that has happened before, but I can't tell you for sure.
Okay.
I hope that's not the case when the Olympics come up, that they're piping them, you know, somewhere else other than Oklahoma City, and it's going to, you know, eventually clean up the area around the rescue. But, you know, I don't know. I mean, they have their problems. I wish that there was one thing that we can do for them that solved the whole problem, but we can't.
Oh, there isn't. No, there isn't. Yeah.
The least, the last, the lost, but, you know, we try.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, you know, in order to improve yourself, you have to step out of your comfort zone, and many of them are in a comfort zone. I'm not blaming the victims here, okay? I'm not blaming them. I'm blaming them for if they are homeless because of bad choices, well, then you have to stop making bad choices. And many of them don't want to take that step.
That's 100% agreed.
Yeah, yeah. Now some of them do, and they do lift themselves. I've had them call this program. They lift themselves out of that situation. It's not easy. A lot of life is not easy. But and then there are those who have the PTSD. I get it. Then there are those with mental problems. I get it. But then there are those that have drug and alcohol problems. I get that, too. But you got to get rid of the drug and alcohol problem, or you're not going to improve your section in life.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. Thank you, Stephen.
That's it. I just didn't want them to move to Shawnee.
No, that's okay. I understand.
All right.
Thanks a lot for listening in on Freedom 96.9, Oklahoma's talk radio. Let's see here. Tasha says, Lee, last week you were talking about a homeless program in Norman that ran out of money. Well, it ran out of money because they lost the grant that gave them $385,000 per year to give the homeless $65 a day to work. How many people did they serve for that $385,000 and how much lined pockets? And the shelter that got illegally voted in, that's still being fought in court, yes, it's not over, that's a balloon tax on homeowners, and it only covers the bare bones of the building. Heck, we have plenty of large empty buildings already in Norman. Once it's built, someone will have to pay for the furniture and the high-paid staff to staff it. Wonder who that will be. Tasha, thank you for the call. Hi, you are on the air with Lee Matthews on The Drive. What's your name?
My name's Mike. I live in Shawnee. And I'll tell you, the people that did that, got them homeless in there, was Ed Bolt and Mr. Oddman. And they are both running for one for Senate and one for House.
Ah.
And I hope our people know better than to put canvas to canvas homeless between Choctaw to Seminole. And they put in good people like Justin Wood and Leah Longus as the ones that are going against her. So everybody needs to show up, not like they did in the primary. We had 81% sit out in the primary.
Yeah.
We need people to show up to the polls in November.
Well said, Mike. Thanks a lot for the call on Freedom 96.9, 405-608-4377, 405-608-4377. The cat in the hat threat. Or is it? And speaking of elections, like Mike was, election fraud uncovered? I thought our elections were solid. Well, they are. And the fact that they caught this before it became a problem is a good sign. And it's coming up on Freedom 96.9. It's Oklahoma's talk radio, Lee Matthews and The Drive.
USA Radio News, I'm Ron Warner. The death toll from the devastating flood last week in the Nepal-Tibet border region is continuing to rise. Janice McKay-Frayer reports from Kathmandu.
The scale of the disaster in Nepal is coming into fuller view as rescue teams push into areas that until now have been too hard to reach. And the devastation goes for miles. Authorities say more than 1,000 people have died. More than 4,000 are still missing, and the search is getting harder.
Rabies is being detected in Pasadena for the second time this year.
Once again, it's been confirmed in bats. The Pasadena Public Health Department says the infected bats were found near the baseball field at Brenner Park on Thursday. City officials say the overall risk to the public remains low. No human rabies cases have been reported, but everybody is urged to exercise caution around bats. I'm Mark Nathier.
From America's News Network, USA Radio News.
This is Noble McIntyre with the McIntyre Minute.
I'll never forget sitting with a mother whose 20-year-old daughter was hit by a drunk driver. Before the crash, her daughter was in college, healthy, funny, full of life, working. After the crash, she had to relearn how to speak. And the first word they worked on in therapy was the word mom. Think about that for a second. A mother sitting in a rehab facility praying her daughter could say the word mom again because someone made the selfish decision to drink and drive. People talk about DUI crashes like they're traffic tickets or statistics. They're not. They destroy futures and they destroy families. And the damage lasts long after the wreckage is cleared off the highway. If you drink and drive in Oklahoma, accountability.
If you need me, you can find me at McIntyreLaw.com or call me at 777-7000. Catch our show, Legal Talk, with Noble McIntyre and Jeremy Thurman, Saturdays at 1 p.m. on Freedom 96.9.
I'm Noble McIntyre, and that's your McIntyre Minute.
Freedom local coverage starts now.
From the Freedom 96.9 News Center, I'm Bo B. Kraft. The man charged in connection with last week's deadly Sand Springs explosion has been released on bond. Ryan Bassam surrendered to authorities Sunday and was booked on two counts of first-degree murder. Investigators say the explosion occurred at a marijuana extraction facility, killing two people and damaging multiple nearby businesses. Bassam was initially held on a $2 million bond, but was able to post bond and was released the same day. Oklahoma City firefighters quickly stopped a grass fire Monday morning before it could damage nearby buildings. The blaze reportedly burned about 2 acres, threatening a church and another nearby structure. Crews were able to contain the fire before it reached either building or spread into a nearby wooded area. No injuries have been reported, but fire officials are using the opportunity to remind residents that several counties remain under burn bans, with dry and windy conditions being strong contributors to potential fires. Governor Kevin Stitt has ordered flags on state properties to be flown at half-staff in honor of U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service Officer David Taylor. The 38-year-old Oregon native died Saturday while helping residents evacuate during the Railroad South fire in southwest Oklahoma. Officials say Taylor was going door-to-door assisting families when he lost contact with dispatchers. Stitt called Taylor's actions courageous and selfless. That's the latest from the Freedom 96.9 News Center on Oklahoma's Talk Radio. Your Oklahoma City Freedom Forecast is next.
Hey there, I'm here chatting with Stephen Smith with ICS Concrete Coatings in Oklahoma City. Stephen, ICS has been serving the community for over 50 years. What's the secret behind your longevity?
It's our family-owned roots. We treat every project like it's for our own home, using top-tier Pentek polyurea coatings that are durable, stylish, and built to last. Our focus is on quality and making customers happy.
That's a legacy to be proud of. So what can homeowners or businesses expect when they work with ICS?
It's a seamless experience. We start with a free estimate, help you pick from a range of colors and finishes, and install in just one day. Your floor is ready for use the next morning. No more long waits.
Well, that's a service you can trust. So how do folks get started?
Just reach out and we'll take care of the rest with our lifetime warranty backing you up.
Well, get a floor that lasts with ICS Concrete Coatings. Give them a call at 405-403-4012 or head to icsconcretecoatings.com for a free estimate today.
Modus Health, they don't just treat your symptoms of neuropathy and chronic pain, they find the root cause. And when it comes to chronic pain and neuropathy, their expert team combines cutting-edge chiropractic care with functional medicine to get you moving and feeling better and living better. Located in Yukon, Oklahoma, Modus Health is your partner for lasting wellness. Book your consultation today at modushealth.com and start your journey to real, lasting health. Modus Health, Oklahoma's choice for feeling your best, naturally and effectively.
Foundation Church is launching in Mustang, Oklahoma. We are built on Jesus, growing together and making an impact. Join us Sundays at 10 a.m. and be part of what God is building. Visit foundationchurch.live for more details.
Another 100 or so semi-driving schools are set to be shut down. Any of them in Oklahoma? Coming up on The Drive with Lee Matthews back in the studio on Oklahoma's Talk Radio, Freedom 96.9.
Freedom.
Weather. Here's your Oklahoma City AccuWeather forecast. Tonight will be clear with a low of 75. Tomorrow, expect mostly sunny skies with hot temperatures and breezy conditions in the afternoon, reaching a high of 101. Tomorrow night will be clear with a low of 73. Thursday will be breezy and hot with plenty of sunshine, reaching a high of 97. Friday will bring mostly sunny skies, breezy conditions, and hot temperatures with a high of 97. With your Oklahoma City AccuWeather forecast, I'm meteorologist Jason Catarina.
former state senator.
Putting more investment into our public schools, protecting health care, finding ways to bring better economic opportunities for working families. Should I be elected governor, I would put a moratorium, a pause on any new projects.
I thought Democrats were for economic development. If she's going to put a moratorium on economic development, on any more projects. Speaking of which, hey, it's Lee Matthews, Freedom 96.9, Oklahoma's Talk Radio. I was driving through Inola this weekend, and there are signs everywhere. No smelters. We don't want any aluminum smelters. And then I see today that the town of Inola is suing the federal government to try to stop the smelter. For what it's worth, I don't know if they're going to be very successful because they are building it on federal land that has been in the possession of the feds for a long time. But we'll see. 405-608-4377 on Freedom 96.9. And Diane is in Macomb. Hi, Diane. Thanks for hanging on.
Hi. How are you today?
Guns for everybody, as usual.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah.
Hey, I'm just wondering if you have heard this, but I have a friend who's a truck driver.
Mm-hmm.
He said one day he backed in next to another truck at a truck stop, and there was a guy sitting over there with his tablet up on a holder by his steering wheel, and he had a set of headphones on, and he was talking and working on that, and they got out at the same time, and he was talking to him, and he found out that the guy runs, he works for either Consumer Cellular or one of those companies that has, you know, you call in to get help.
Yeah.
And the guy on the phone helps you out with stuff.
Yeah.
Well, he's doing that while he's driving a truck.
Oh, I've read that. That is a sideline for a lot of truck drivers.
I'd never heard that before.
Yeah.
I couldn't believe it.
Yeah.
Well, no wonder we have so many wrecks.
Yes. Now, what I don't know is if the guy that your trucker friend was talking to had a legitimate license, was here legally, or was on a work visa. Because, see, a lot of them have work visas. As long as they can get a license, they get to keep their work visa, and it's indefinite.
Oh.
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Yeah. And so they go to one of these. Well, they go to one of these CDL mills, and they don't have to speak English. All they have to do is give them the information that they need to fill out the paperwork, and then they give them their CDL and send them on the way. Quite often, they haven't even put them in the truck before. And you're cutting out on me, Diane. I'm sorry, but thanks a lot. That was a good question. A little later on, I was going to talk about, you know, the next 100 of those that they have brought that they're going to be shutting down. They announced it earlier today, Department of Transportation. That coming up on Freedom 96.9, Oklahoma's Talk Radio. Several school districts across Oklahoma were referenced in a social media threat, prompting some schools to have an increase in law enforcement presence on site. The threat was part of a national trend showing the fictional Cat in the Hat character threatening a list of schools. Little Axe Public School in Cleveland County was one district that was mentioned in the threat. Normally, they say they have one officer at that particular school, and now they have three. They're out there, and they just got briefed before that they came in, before the principal came in, and there's not anything that happened. Law enforcement agencies across the state were working in tandem to make sure the students were safe. First word they got of it was an actual Pottawatomie County deputy, which said that they had because they had good interdepartmental relationships. In a statement, the Oklahoma State Department of Education said it's unfortunate, but it's an online threat continuing to disrupt the learning happening in the schools. Whether or not these threats are credible, they could not decide, but they needed to make sure that they were prepared for it. And then I read earlier today, the whole thing got started by a 14-year-old boy in Grand Junction, Colorado, who basically was trying to disrupt school so he wouldn't have to go. And he was taken into custody and then turned back over to the authority of his parents, who I imagine are just delighted with him. Authorities say a city manager in an Oklahoma community was arrested on charges of voter fraud. The investigation began way back in May when Johnson County Election Board notified the Johnson County Sheriff's Office of concerns about voter registration applications in Mansville. Officials say the registrations were submitted before the voter registration deadline in May to allow voters to vote in June in the June primary election. Investigators say several of the applications had matching signatures. which did not belong to the individuals who were registering to vote. As one of Oklahoma's 77 constitutionally elected sheriffs, they considered it their duty and the duty of every sheriff's office in the state to protect the integrity of the elections, said Sheriff Gary Dodd. Authorities traced the applications to Shonda Lou Barnes, who's the city manager for the town of Mansville. So, yes, election fraud was being attempted, but they caught it and corrected it before the actual election in June. So, if anything, it's a testament as to how well our election process is. Lee Matthews and The Drive on Freedom 96.9, Oklahoma's Talk Radio. And President Donald Trump's administration announced historic crackdown on trucking fraud during a news conference earlier today. Transportation Secretary Sean Duffy announced that, moving alongside Homeland Security's Secretary Mark Wayne Mullen, tens of thousands of illegal drivers' licenses were issued during Joe Biden's administration. He also noted that millions of illegal immigrants were allowed into the country under Biden, and that many were granted commercial driver's licenses. Why? Because the trucking industry wanted drivers, and they wanted drivers that wouldn't ask any questions and would just do what they were told to do. A lot of these drivers came over with the specific goal of getting the CDL, and a family member would come with them, and they would both get a CDL, and if you have two drivers in a truck, you don't have to stop. And you can just sit there and take the money in and send the money back home. And you just heard Diane's call a moment ago that she had read about a trucker who was actually acting also as a call center caller for one of the phone companies. Well, while they're driving, they can do that. The administration is shutting down 110 driving schools that were the greatest offenders of granting driver's licenses to illegal immigrants, as well as 160 additional schools that Duffy, transportation secretary, says lacked proper space for driving tests or had unlicensed instructors. Federal Motor Carrier Safety Administration Chief Derek Barrs said each of the 110 greatest offenders passed at least 10 drivers who were subsequently cited for English language proficiency during a roadside inspection. Mark Wayne Mullen added that these illegal immigrants with CDLs have been a major factor in immigration enforcement under the Trump administration, saying the Immigration and Customs Enforcement found over 100 individuals that might have been granted CDLs illegally, and their names were no name given. Now, were any of these driving schools in Oklahoma? According to my research, no. None of the 110 truck driving schools targeted in the federal emergency shutdown were located in Oklahoma. Although Oklahoma is not home to any of the shuttered schools, officials noted that at least one driver trained by an impacted out-of-state school, Platinum Plus Truck Driving School in California, was involved in a fatal crash in Oklahoma. So that's good to know. None of our Oklahoma driving schools evidently are being affected by this. It's Lee Matthews on Freedom 96.9, 405-608-4377, 405-608-4377. Coming up, Brent Swadley is asking for bail again. Will he get it? And I think he's being overcharged. What do you think? 405-608-4377 on Freedom 96.9. Hi, you are on the air with Lee Matthews. What's your name?
Hello, Lee. This is Ray, your favorite driver.
Well, Ray, don't you know this just is apropos of everything? Where are you?
I am just south of Norman.
All right, sir.
And I'm headed for Edmond.
All right.
I got one thing to say to the feds. Now go in, subpoena all the names of those that they gave license to, and revoke every license they've given out.
Have you encountered any of these types of drivers?
Let's put it this way. The company I work for was notified a while back of approximately five or six of our drivers that were not legal.
Ah.
and they were terminated immediately. But it's a simple case. They need to get the names of all these drivers and get them off the road.
Yes.
It's unsafe for all of us, not just the general public, but even the other drivers. I watch it every night out here. They do not know how to drive a truck. And there's a few companies that don't, well, they've even stated, they don't even have classrooms or trucks.
Yeah, they don't care. Their job is to if you ain't turning, you ain't earning. You got to be turning, okay? So their job is to keep the trucks rolling. And they don't care how they're going to keep those trucks rolling.
No, and it's dangerous for all of us. And it's given guys like me who've been driving for 50 years,
mm-hmm.
and I went through all the testing and everything to get my license. It gives us a bad reputation because we all get classed together. And I'm sorry, 50 years with no accidents and no tickets.
Excellent. Excellent work. So, yeah.
That's a simple case that we need to get them off the road.
No, I'm in agreement because I drive the roads a lot. I also have a lot of friends like you who are in the industry. I am well aware of much of the modern safety technology that are in these rigs. You know, the GPS technology, the driver assist technology that keeps you on the road. It alerts you if you're about to get off the road. It'll alert your dispatcher if there's too much bobbing and weaving in the lanes, and the dispatcher will get in touch with you and say, "Hey, do you think you need a break or whatever?" And so on and so forth. So it's
I have a camera system inside my truck.
Uh-huh.
It looks back at me. It also looks forward. And my GPS system, which is my ELD, electronic log device, all that, and it talks to me.
Mm-hmm.
It's constantly slamming on my brake.
Yeah.
So problem is it's not aimed properly. So,
I have a lot of the same technology in the Matthews Mobile. And a lot of times, and I call my vehicle Christine. Christine, why are you slowing down? That car's a mile away. Okay, you don't need to slow down.
A red screen and say you're leaving the roadway, and I'm perfectly centered in the lane.
And the lovely wife, when she's driving it, she fights it. She's like this, and then it fusses at her. You seem to be having problems maintaining control. Maybe you need a break.
Well, some of it also, the AI is not, it's up to date, but it's not up to date.
No, I get it. But what I'm saying is okay, even with the inexperience that we are seeing in the industry, it's amazing we don't see more bad accidents than we do.
Well, we've seen enough.
Yeah.
There's been American lives lost because of illegal aliens, and I say that out and outright, illegal aliens here, not legally, and they're driving trucks, and they don't know what they're doing, and they're killing people out here.
Well, this is a byproduct, and I'm not saying it's a direct product. It is a byproduct of a lot of the power that the trucking lobby has on politicians. I know the trucking lobby was in support of the Biden administration, and in return, the Biden administration made it easier for illegal aliens to get their licenses or at least looked the other way. And that's and here we are. So here we are once again cleaning up a mess of the Biden administration.
Well, it's gone for a long time, though, Lee.
I'm sure it has.
It was gone on long before Biden was there, too.
But I think Biden made it worse when he opened the borders. And when I say Biden, I mean his administration. Opened the borders and wouldn't close them and just basically let anybody in who wanted to come in.
Well, the other thing that I've noticed, too, is I didn't go to school to get my license. My my trainer was a gentleman that I met that was willing to take the time to teach me. We ended up being partners. We went cross country for a couple of years, and I got my license from a thoroughly trained expert because he had been doing it for years.
Yeah.
And no accident. And believe me, the way they teach him today, it's like a big processing plant.
Yeah.
And the bad apples get processed with the good apples.
Yep. Like I said, CDL mills.
And I'm sorry, but what's his name? I know he's providing investigators to DOT. Well, yeah. You need to go in and investigate and find the names of all those who have graduated in the last 4 years and revoke the license. Get them in to a state agency and get them tested properly.
Ray, I do not disagree. I thank you for your service to our freighting industry and for listening to Freedom 96.9, Oklahoma's talk radio. It's Lee Matthews and The Drive. Brent Swadley of Swadley's Barbecue is asking for bail again. I think he should get it, but that's just me. I'm crazy that way. And they might even be able to file some charges against the court that started this whole thing. Republicans trying to force Democrats to deal with their communism problem. All coming up on Freedom 96.9, it's Oklahoma's talk radio. Would you like to see a car dealership that still does things the old-fashioned way? And when I say the old-fashioned way, the way a small-town car dealership would do. They'd come out, meet with you, talk with you in person, shake your hand, look you in the eye, and make a good old-fashioned deal. How'd you like to see a car dealership where you could eat off the floor of the repair bay? I don't know that you want to do that, but you just about could at Frontier Auto Group. Frontier Auto Group in El Reno. I'm going to be broadcasting live there from 4 to 7 this coming Friday. And they have a Chevrolet dealership. They also have the Chrysler Jeep Ram Dodge dealership. I'll be at the Chrysler Jeep Ram Dodge dealership. And that is also right there on El Reno's Auto Alley, just off Route 66. 4 until 7, come by, meet me, say hello, have a look at the dealership. I think you'll find it's right for you. FrontierMotor.net, Canadian County's number one auto dealer, and I'll broadcast live again 4 to 7 this Friday on Freedom 96.9 from Frontier Auto Group.
The best way to stay up to date on the issues that impact your life is to listen to the new Freedom 96.9 and Freedom969.com. Mornings, at noon, and on the way home from work. Oklahoma's Talk Radio.
Hi, this is Major Meredith with the Oklahoma City Fire Department. We are asking Oklahoma City residents to take part in our free, voluntary home fire safety survey. It only takes a few minutes, requires no personal identifying information, and there are no penalties or inspections for participating residents. Based on your answers, we'll provide some simple safety recommendations to help reduce fire risk in your home. Learn more at okc.gov/fire. okc.gov/fire.
Hey, y'all, it's Austin from Cops Gun Shop. For 92 years, they made you beg. Fingerprints, photographs, Form 4s, tax stamps, waiting. That ends now. If you're a Gun Owners of America member or Silencer Shop customer, suppressors now transfer on a simple 4473 background check. Same as any other firearm. No Form 4, no ATF approval, no federal registry. Walk out the same day. And at Cops Gun Shop, we didn't wait. At 0001 hours on August 14th, 2026, Cops Gun Shop became the first dealer in the state of Oklahoma to transfer an unregistered suppressor on a 4473 background check form to Don Spencer, president of the Oklahoma Second Amendment Association. First in Oklahoma, done at Cops Gun Shop. While others were still figuring it out, we were already making history. Come get your suppressor today. If we don't have something in stock you're wanting, we will check availability and get it ordered for you. Cops Gun Shop is located at 416 Hudeberg Circle in Oklahoma City, and we are open to the public. We don't wait for permission. We took the right. Cops Gun Shop, first in Oklahoma, and we are still leading. Cops Gun Shop, the only thing that stops a bad guy with a gun is a good guy or gal with a gun.
When it comes to freedom, size matters. Your 100,000-watt voice of freedom. The new Freedom 96.9. Freedom969.com and on the Freedom app. Freedom's First News.
Hey everyone, it's Aaron Brillbeck. Coming up on your Freedom First News for your hump day, it's Griftbusters Wednesday. Sarah Harden will be here to talk about some of the scams that are targeting your wallet. Plus, a lot of news while you slept. We'll cover the headlines you may have missed, and we'll take a deep dive into those that impact you and your family the most. It all starts at 7 o'clock on Wednesday morning on Freedom 96.9.
Freedom's First News, weekdays 7 to 8 a.m. on the new Freedom 96.9.
I don't care how-
don't want unqualified individuals on the roads. You don't want individuals who haven't been properly trained and can't speak English behind these very massive rigs. And obviously, we've heard about those incidents where, unfortunately, U.S. citizens have been killed here.
That is former Secretary of Transportation Chad Wolf talking about the trucking issue. 110 trucking schools shut down today. From Sean Duffy, the Director of Transportation, on Freedom 96.9. Your thoughts, 405-608-4377. 405-608-4377. Doug writes, Lee, speaking of beef, as you were last week, and the beef prices, and importing beef to keep the prices down, that eyesore known as the former Whataburger in Midwest City is finally being torn down. I thought something else would go in there. I mean, Whataburgers, I thought were like gold. Jackie writes, Lee, it's important to remember during election campaign season every year, do not let the behavior of others destroy your inner peace. Ah, yes. Very nice. Very serene. Yeah. anyway, 405-608-4377. With his next court hearing set for this month, Brent Swadley is asking a judge to release him on bond while he appeals his conviction. In the new court filing, Swadley's attorneys are seeking a writ of habeas corpus that would direct Oklahoma County District Court Judge Susan Stallings to release him on bond pending the appeal of his conviction and sentence. Swadley was found guilty in May on 6 felony counts, including conspiracy to defraud the state. After the verdict, the judge denied Swadley bond. And for nearly 4 months, he's not been sentenced in the case. In July, a judge also denied Swadley's request to be released on appeal bond. In response, his defense team asked the Stallings recuse herself from the case. Swadley's attorney is now asking the court to order that he be released on bond. In the new court filing, Swadley's team says their client is being held without bond and is the wrong decision by the judge. He's not a flight risk. He's a 56-year-old, nonviolent, first-time offender facing at most a 10-year sentence on a non-85% crime, all circumstances likely to result in him serving a small fraction of that time in the Department of Corrections. He has deep and long-standing ties in Oklahoma, a state he and his family call home, where he owns multiple properties, has spent his life building a successful business. And the notion that he would abandon his family and his life's work to flee a conviction he maintains is wrong and intends to challenge on appeal is not credible. Nor is Mr. Swadley in danger to the community. The nonviolent nature of his offense, his age, his lack of criminal history, all weigh strongly against any risk of recidivism. Filing, anyway. His attorneys say that for 2 years before the trial, Swadley complied with every condition of his release. I've been saying this all along. The guy should have been released on his own recognizance. He didn't break the law. He didn't miss court without leave or otherwise attempt to flee. He didn't travel internationally. Travel was permitted by his conditions of release and returned home without incident. District court denied bond in the case based on the strength of the state's evidence and juror's comments, which the defense claims should not play a role in deciding a bond. Yeah, I would say so, too. Defense claims should not play a role in whether or not you keep the guy locked up or not. And he's nonviolent. 405-608-4377, Freedom 96.9.
KQOP in Oklahoma City. Freedom Talk and News.
I'm Bo Beecraft. One person arrested after leading Oklahoma City police on a chase. But first, your national update.
USA Radio News, I'm Ron Warner. The New York Fire Department is set to release a landmark report today regarding long-term health effects of September 11th on New York Fire Department members.
The report is produced by the FDNY World Trade Center Health Program and relies on decades worth of research and monitoring medical records of first responders, officers, and civilians who were at Ground Zero. FDNY leadership is discussing the report's findings at headquarters in Brooklyn. The report comes a little more than a week before New York City marks 25 years since the 9/11 attacks. More people have died from 9/11-related illnesses than those who died that day. In New York, I'm Natalie Migliori.
The number of 9/11-related cancers continues to climb with the 25th anniversary of the terror attacks next week.
The New York Post got a hold of Fresh World Trade Center health program data, and it shows for the first time the number of cancer cases in people who worked, lived, or attended school near Ground Zero is higher than the cancer cases among emergency responders who helped at Ground Zero. Overall, there were more than 3,200 cancer cases in 2015. That number has shot up to more than 57,000 by this year. The World Trade Center Health Program serves people from all 50 states. In New York, I'm Scott Pringle.
Two of the most popular travel destinations for Labor Day weekend are on opposite sides of the country. Rory O'Neill reports.
Many travelers are headed to Seattle to cruise up to Alaska, while families flock to Orlando for theme parks. AAA says Boston, Denver, and New York are other top domestic destinations. Rome, Vancouver, London, Dublin, and Paris top the international list. Domestic airfares for Labor Day weekend are 20% higher than last year, averaging nearly $800 a ticket. International flight costs are down 4%, averaging about $1,240.
From America's News Network, USA Radio News.
This is Your Money Minute with Alan Johnson.
1 minute, your money, and here's what matters. Interest rates jumped this week. The 30-year Treasury hit its highest level since 2007, nearly 20 years. And this isn't just an American story. Borrowing costs are moving higher in Europe and Japan as well. Washington stepped in and tried to push those rates back down, and it worked for about a day. And gold noticed, and gold is up roughly 10% this month. And now here's what you and I are watching. Friday, the 28th, Federal Reserve Chairman Kevin Warsh speaks in Wyoming, less than 3 weeks before the Fed's next interest rate decision. Wall Street will be listening, so will I. I'm Alan Johnson, 40 years in finance, 28 years in precious metals.
Your Money Minute is presented by Heritage Gold Partners. Call Alan Johnson at 833-577-4653.
Freedom local coverage starts now.
From the Freedom 96.9 News Center, I'm Bo B. Kraft. News is brought to you by Be Well Acupuncture. Tired of living with pain? Be Well Acupuncture in Edmond can help. Visit BeWellOKC.com. One person has been arrested after leading Oklahoma police on a chase Sunday night, with a pursuit beginning when an officer attempted a traffic stop. Police say the driver fled, leading officers on a chase that ended near I-240 and May Avenue, with one person taken into custody without further incident. Police haven't released the person's identity or further explained the stop. The investigation continues. Firefighters battled a house fire in Arcadia Monday morning. Crews arrived at a home near East 5th and Anderson, finding flames coming through the roof. Officials say part of the roof collapsed during the blaze, which forced firefighters into a defensive strategy to battle the fire. The cause hasn't been determined, and authorities haven't reported any injuries yet as the investigation into the blaze continues. A judge has denied a request from convicted killer Joseph Beck that could have opened the door to parole in the future. Beck is serving a life sentence for the 2016 murder of 19-year-old Kylie Malloy in Edmond. The case went unsolved for years until Beck confessed during an encounter with OHP in 2024. Beck expressed remorse, but members of Malloy's family urged the court to reject the request. A judge ultimately denied the motion, saying it wasn't in the best interest of justice. That's the latest from the Freedom 96.9 News Center on Oklahoma's Talk Radio. Your Oklahoma City Freedom Forecast is next.
Hey, I'm Dr. Tony with Be Well Acupuncture. I know how exhausting it can be to live with pain. Whether it's neuropathy, arthritis, or sciatica, you deserve relief that helps you feel like you again. At Be Well Acupuncture, we take the time to listen and create a treatment plan that fits your life, your body, and your goals. Let's work together to help you move easier and feel better every day. Start your journey back to wellness. Call or visit BeWellOKC.com to schedule your consultation today.
With the start of a new congressional season, how are Republicans trying to force Democrats to denounce the communism infiltrating their party? Lee Matthews with more on that coming up as the drive continues in 30 seconds on Freedom 96.9, Oklahoma's Talk Radio.
Freedom
weather. Here's your Oklahoma City AccuWeather forecast. Tonight will be clear with a low of 75. Tomorrow, expect mostly sunny skies with hot temperatures and breezy conditions in the afternoon, reaching a high of 101. Tomorrow night will be clear with a low of 73. Thursday will be breezy and hot with plenty of sunshine, reaching a high of 97. Friday will bring mostly sunny skies, breezy conditions, and hot temperatures with a high of 97. With your Oklahoma City AccuWeather forecast, I'm meteorologist Jason Catarina.
Built on faith, family, and freedom. This is your home for conservative talk in Oklahoma City. The new Freedom 96.9. delivers the stories that shape our nation and the local commentary that protects our community. Join the movement, make your voice heard, and stay connected to what matters most. Keep it set right here on the new Freedom 96.9. It's time to talk about what happened while you were at work today. This is The Drive with Lee Matthews.
So far, talked about the Cat in the Hat threat that was started online. We now know in Colorado. And it made its way to Little Axe. And so the Little Axe school system stepped up a lot of their police presence just to make sure everything was safe. Now, we don't know what the threat would have been. It was just a person dressed with a Cat in the Hat hat on, and beware the Cat in the Hat coming to a school near you. We didn't know what that meant. And nobody knew whether or not to take it as a threat or not. But these days, you've got to take everything as a threat. And they did. Turns out the kid that was captured and then turned over to the, he was 14 years old, by the way, turned over to the custody of his parents. Wonder what that conversation sounded like. Another 110 semi-drivers schools have been shut down. None of them in Oklahoma, thank goodness. Although we've had our share of semi-accidents from poorly or unlicensed drivers. Congressional season is beginning. Republicans are going to be forcing Democrats to deal with an issue they don't want to deal with. And that issue is the communist takeover. That coming up, and your calls to 405-608-4377. 405-608-4377. L. Matthews at freedom969.com to join in the conversation. You can also find me on Facebook and on X profiles. L. Donna writes, Lee, I love your show. I enjoy listening to you. Thank you for helping us make the right voting decisions. We voted for Taylor for superintendent of education and no on the property tax, but yes on putting voter ID in the Oklahoma Constitution. Please keep up the good work. Well, Aldana, you're welcome. I'm not trying to tell people how to vote. I'm trying to make sure everybody understands. A lot of times these issues are written in legalese, so you may need to vote yes to vote no. And the most famous example of that I can find is when they were talking about the gay marriage issue. A lot of people thought, I want to vote no because I don't want gay marriage. When in fact, the ballot issue was worded that you want to ban gay marriage, so you had to vote yes to ban gay marriage. Either way, it didn't matter because the Supreme Court ruled on it, and there you have it. However, thanks a lot, Aldana, for listening, and I will continue to try to keep people educated on issues and the actual bottom line of things. A little bit later on, I was going to get into the Bitcoin mining thing. Okay, we have this facility in El Reno that we now know was wasting water, millions of gallons of water. It just had the tap on and it was just running. How did that happen? And it's a Bitcoin mining facility. What the hell is that? So I did some homework over the weekend. Yes, I had a four-day weekend where I was trying to enjoy myself, but I always do a little bit of checking in on issues while I'm away because, you know, my job is always to know what's going on. And I always need to go know what's going on. So at any rate, I did some checking, and I'll share you what I found out coming up a little later in the hour on Freedom 96.9. And your calls, 405-608-4377. It's Lee Matthews on Freedom 96.9, Oklahoma's talk radio. Been a lot of talk about Bitcoin mining and how much data Bitcoin mining takes and what you get on that return on investment. And I'm a little uneasy about it because I don't understand it, which is why I kind of let Michael McGuire of McGuire Capital, I let him handle that kind of a decision. But what seems to me is the more people are Bitcoin mining, the less valuable the Bitcoins will be made. It's kind of like when a lot of people are buying a stock, sometimes it doesn't make the stock price go up. It makes it go down because it's not in demand anymore. Everybody wants it and everybody's getting it. Those decisions, too, you can go over with Michael McGuire of McGuire Capital. Now, I'm not a I'm not a registered fiduciary like he is. He's the one to talk to when it comes to individual stocks. And he isn't a predictor of stocks, but he does keep his ear to the ground when it comes to what is and isn't happening. What he will do is take your nest egg and make it grow for you. He's done wonders with mine. He can do wonders with yours. Michael McGuire of McGuire Capital, 405-760-5863. 405-760-5863, McGuireCap.com.
Knowledge is power. Combine that with 100,000 watts of power, and you've got the most important talk station in Oklahoma. We're the new Freedom 96.9 and Freedom969.com.
Suffering from neuropathy, chronic pain? Looking for real and lasting health solutions? Modus Health and Dr. Jeremy Moss and his team will go beyond your symptoms to find the root cause of your neuropathy and chronic pain. Dr. Moss has just released his new book, Designed for More, Because You Are, and new patients will get a free copy with their first treatment. It's time to move better, feel better, and live better. Visit ModusHealth.com or call 405-494-0165, 405-494-0165, and book your appointment today.
Red, White, and Boots, Mustang Western Days 2026, September 11th and 12th. With events and activities for all ages, kids can enjoy the Stampede Fun Run, Parade, Pet Show, Best Dressed Cowboy and Cowgirl Contest, Art Show, Games and Activities at Wild Horse Park. New this year, the Jelly Ball. Also, the Mustang Roundup Club IPRA Rodeo on both nights on the 11th and 12th, 8 o'clock. And more with the 5K Fun Run, Car Show, Chuck Wagon Roundup, Vendor Booth, Chili Cook-Off, plus live entertainment at Wild Horse Park. It's a weekend of good family entertainment. For more information, visit MustangWesternDays.com.
Looking for a great deal on your next firearm? Then don't miss the used gun flash sale at H&H Shooting Sports. I'm Lee Matthews. It's going on Labor Day through Wednesday. Take 15% off all in-stock used firearms. Save big on a huge selection of used handguns, rifles, shotguns, and more. Hurry, this is a three-day only event, and when they're gone, they're gone. The used gun flash sale going on Labor Day through Wednesday only at H&H Shooting Sports, just off I-40 and Meridian.
Set a button and tell all your friends. Like us on Facebook and tell the world about this station in Oklahoma letting freedom ring with 100,000 watts of power. The new Freedom 96.9 at freedom969.com.
Freedom 96.9, AccuWeather forecast. Clear skies tonight, low 73. Sunny tomorrow, high 99. Tomorrow night, 73 for a low. Into Thursday, partly cloudy, high of 97. It's 99 right now at Freedom 96.9, Oklahoma's talk radio. From Republicans are trying to force Democrats from the communists that are infiltrating their party. How do I know? Well, House Republicans are teeing up a pair of bills this week to put Democrats on the record about where they stand on their party's socialist insurgency. The House Rules Committee is advancing a resolution to condemn socialism during its Monday meeting, with no Democrats voting in favor of moving it forward. Now, the House Rules Committee knew, and the Republicans in that committee knew, that this was going to happen. But they wanted to get the Democrats on record for not voting on it. Midterms are coming up, and any of the candidates who are running against Democrats across the nation will now be able to say, why didn't so-and-so vote to condemn the communists that were infiltrating their party? In fact, they criticized the resolution as a waste of time. Democrats did. And in many ways it was. Democrats would be doing the same thing if the shoe were on the other foot, believe me. Representative Jim McGovern of Massachusetts, a Democrat, called the bill nonsense and argued that it did little to better the lives of Americans. No, it made sure that the Americans knew that you were tolerating communism in your party. Tensions erupted at one point when Representative Joe Neguse of Colorado clashed with Committee on House Administration Chairman Brian Steele of Wisconsin over the definition of socialism. He attempted to press Steele on whether he would see President Donald Trump trying to take a 20% stake in Kroger's grocery store as socialism, to which Steele replied, "You want to see the details?" Democrats in the House Rules Committee do oppose GOP-led measures all the time. But the move was especially stark as Republicans seized on the left's inner party civil war and tried to make it worse. Poured gasoline on the fire, as it were. And I don't blame them. All's fair in love and politics. 405-608-4377 to join in the conversation on Freedom 96.9, Oklahoma's talk radio. It's Lee Matthews and The Drive. Hi, you are on the air. What's your name?
Hey,
this is Ronnie. Just left Harris Casino where I ate some awesome prime rib.
Excellent. Yeah.
Excellent. Yeah, you. But I.
And is this the Harris? Is this the Harris in Stroud?
Chandler.
Chandler. Okay.
Chandler.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's more Las Vegas style gambling, but.
Yeah. Anyway. Where is it? By the way, I keep seeing the signs for it, but I've not
it's
been.
About 6 miles west of Chandler, on 6 Highway.
On 66 Highway. Oh, okay. All right.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, and it's awesome. They got the best roast beef. And I'm not a big prime rib person.
I love prime rib, but I know how much. I know it takes a long time to cook.
Yeah, I got stuck on it, and so I've been doing it. But
yeah.
I've drawn a blank on the name, but the lady that she killed her kid and tried to say it's postpartum and stuff like that.
Oh, yeah. We all
run a blank on the name.
Yeah. We all know who you're talking about.
I heard today. I was listening to that, and they said that they didn't sequester the jurors.
Right.
And I'm going, case like that. Why would they not? Are they trying to set it up for a mistrial or something? In your opinion.
I don't think they're trying to set it up for a mistrial. I think that it very well may be there. It may very well may get there anyway. And I really do think they overcharged this woman. They charged this woman with, murder, manslaughter, and first-degree murder. And she could be convicted on any of those. And what the problem is that I don't think they can get anybody in the jury to agree on one of those charges.
Yeah. Well, I think they overcharged, so they'd find something that would stick. I don't know.
Well, they may have. They probably should have focused on one or two charges and gone with that. Because there's so many questions as to, what kind of medicine this woman was on. It doesn't make what she did right, but nobody is arguing that. What they're arguing is was she aware of it being a crime when she did it?
Yeah.
And that's what nobody that's what nobody can agree on.
I feel about that, innocent because of mental capacity or something like that. I'm not a big fan of that because I think at the time anybody commits a heinous crime, they're mentally incapacitated at that time. But I just was listening to that, and I heard the death. They didn't sequester it, and you got a lot of feminist groups that are coming out and supporting her, because, you did something like that. I mean, I guess being a father and a grandfather and stuff, I don't feel the need to ever harm my children.
Yeah.
And
I think Lindsay Clancy is her name.
Lindsay Clancy.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I think she should be locked up somewhere, mental institution for the rest of her life or jail for the rest of her life, because either way, we must have standards. We must have a standard, an ultimate negative to these things. Okay, maybe she was on drugs that didn't make her understand what she was doing. Well, then she needs to be locked up if she is that type of person that doesn't understand what she was doing. Now, if you can get on drugs that make you do things like that and have all of that medical supervision that she had and have all the nannies that her husband hired to help her deal with the children, then she needs to be locked up. She's got a problem.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, speaking of that, on one of your best of you said they're about two life sentences, and they're trying to put that person up parole. I know that was a while back.
Yeah.
And I was listening to that, and then also real quick on that, you talked about AIs and radio AIs and stuff like that. I thought it was ironic you were on the best of we were doing,
Well, but I wasn't. I was a best of, but I wasn't.
I know.
Wasn't a computer generated version of me.
Yeah.
Nor would it ever be.
How do we know? How do we know you're not a computer?
Because we told you every time we went into a break. This is a best of.
I know. I thought it was funny because I listened to that. And I thought that's kind of ironic.
I had a listener ask me, "What's the matter, Lee? Can't you get somebody to substitute for you when you take time off?"
Oh, yeah.
No, I can't, because I would have to pay them to do that, and I'm not going to pay them to do that. So there.
Yeah. Well, I don't know when the best of. I want to chime in, and I'm going, oh, wait, I can't. This is not real.
Well, I mean, and hopefully it's something you hadn't heard before.
Yeah. Anyway, I just want to touch base on that.
No, I'm glad you did. I was going to talk a little bit about it later in the program. I don't know if you've ever experienced anybody who has had postpartum depression. I've got a family member whose wife has dealt with a little of it. It is very strange. What you would think is a normal maternal instinct to take care of your children completely reciprocates, and that woman becomes, I can't take it anymore. I've got to shut this child up or I'm going to go mad. And it really is a weird and terrible thing, but you've got to get help. Now, evidently, this woman did get help. And I will circle back to how we started this conversation. With the amount of help that she got, and she still did it, well, then there's something else that's going on here that's wrong.
Yeah, I had a daughter. You know, she had four children. She's in the Army. I think she called me. She was having that. You know, she wasn't wanting to harm her child, but she wanted to send me her child to live with me for 6 months while she outgrew it.
I
said, no, baby, you birthed that child. You're going to have to deal with it. We all have things.
So. This is it. The children are going to push your nerves, and they're going to push your patience, and they're going to try your patience. And a lot of times, especially when they're, you know, starting to be 2 years old and they can walk and they can starting to talk and wanting to touch things and grab things and feel things, they're going to test your patience. But that's just part of the growing process. And that's one of the things, as a parent, you have to control.
I think being a single father, pretty much, I raised my daughter at 12 years old. Mm-hmm. I think she gave postpartum when she turned 12 years old because she made me crazy.
Well, and, you know, my dad died when my brother was 2. I was 6. My sister was 8. And, yeah, Mom had some depression. But it wasn't because of us. It was because she... And we, as children, decided we're going to stay out of Mom's way. We're going to take care of my little brother for the day. And we'd go take him and play with him for a day while Mom took a nap or wherever it was, you know? So...
Well, now, kids will test you.
Yeah,
I know,
and by the way, Rowdy, as you know, that was back when you didn't have fences around your yard. You could safely walk down to the end of the street and back and not be abducted. You stayed out till the trap to the street lights came on, and so on.
Yeah. I was in the country, though. I get lost. I grab my dog. He brings me home.
Yeah.
They always said I run away. I wasn't running away. I was just exploring the 100 acres that we lived on.
Yeah. You know?
My mom would be out there screaming, Rowdy!
Oh, my mom finally got a bell. She got a big bell. And when you heard that bell, you better haul ass back home.
my mother actually put a dog chain thing and hooked it to the clothesline, hooked it in the back of my belt on my pants so that I wouldn't wander off. You know?
Well,
that's pretty sad with your...
I didn't have a baby seat. I had a harness that Mom would run the seat belt through when we would take long trips.
Well, I just wanted to touch on that because I was hearing that. I said, really, you know, because it kind of a trial has kind of taken a turn south.
If you didn't hear, they came out today. The jury came out today and said we can't decide, and that they can't decide for the reasons I just said. So the judge sent them back in. They did. They deliberated the rest of the day. Then they took a break, and they're going to come back tomorrow. So we'll see. If they come back and say we can't decide, then it's a hung jury, and they're going to have to start all over again. Rowdy, thanks for the call on Freedom 96.9. It's Oklahoma's Talk Radio. The window is about to open, and you don't want it closing on you prematurely. Hi, it's Lee Matthews. I'm talking about the window to sign up or make any changes to Medicare. Now, if you're new to Medicare, you may not know not everything is covered under Medicare. And whatever your particular health situation is, age, whatever your income is, it all may vary. That's where the Well-Preserved Advisory Group will come in and work for you and put together a plan that works for you here just in time for the open enrollment. Oh, and you're going to want to get on their dance card before they fill up. 405-848-5790. And all you have to do is say, hey, yeah, I want to dance with you when it comes to Medicare. If you were born in 1961, you're eligible, probably getting the phone calls, the emails, the texts. And the team at the Well-Preserved Advisory Group will put together a plan that works for you. 405-848-5790. 405-848-5790. The Well-Preserved Advisory Group.
It's a double celebration of freedom. The American spirit meets the open road in 2026. We honor 250 years of our nation and 100 years of Route 66. Your voice for freedom is right here. Oklahoma's Talk Radio, the new Freedom 96.9.
McRoof.us reminds you there are two guarantees. Roofs will never be less expensive than they are today, and every year that goes by will cost you more of your money to replace your roof due to higher deductibles, more restrictive coverage, and policy exclusions. I'm Lee Matthews reminding you that's why you need to trust your roof to a roofer that has been in Oklahoma for over 40 years. McRoof.us. Call today and get your free inspection, and be ready when the insurance company starts their nonsense. 405-877-7663.
My love, you've done it. You slayed the beast.
Indeed, princess. But what's this? You're injured.
I am, but I know the cure.
Pray tell.
Journey to Reno and Sarah Road, to the place they call Okie Dokie Bakery.
What?
I need a dozen cookies at least. Cupcakes, macarons.
Are you sure?
They are delicious. Just what I need.
We ride to Okie Dokie.
Okie Dokie Bakery. Visit OkieDokieBakery.com.
We're talking about news and opinions from D.C. to OKC. We're Oklahoma's Talk Radio, the new Freedom 96.9. Freedom969.com and on the Freedom app.
Iran just doesn't seem to be able to get out of the news. And the whole week, we've got an economic summit in Asheville, North Carolina, between the top 20 global economic powers. There's so much happening in the world. It's my job to get you through the headlines and give you the analysis, and I'll tell you what I think about it. I'll also take your phone calls at 877-973-7425. It's Eric Erickson and the Eric Erickson Show, live weekdays 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. right here on Freedom 96.9.
Freedom 96.9 Anchor Weather Forecast, calling for clear skies tonight, low 73. Sunny tomorrow, high 99. What? Not in the hundreds? Tomorrow night, 73, the low. Thursday, partly cloudy, high 97. 99 right now at Freedom 96.9, Oklahoma's Talk Radio. Lee Matthews and the Drive. Trent writes, Lee, you were talking last week about Nikyla Jasmine Thomas's associate's degree in nursing. If you didn't know, Oklahoma has an RN program with an associate degree. Not taken up for the Democratic wacko, but the Board of Nursing should have her listed if she practices in Oklahoma. Well, Trent, that's just it. I don't think you can with an associate's degree. I think all an associate's degree can do is get you maybe a job as an aide or an assistant. Because the idea is, okay, you've got your associate's degree. Now you're going to go on and get your RN or your physician's assistant or whatever it might be. I believe she has an associate's degree. That doesn't mean she's a nurse. And I'd be willing to bet she does have an associate's degree and is just saying that she's a nurse to try to make it sound better than it really is, because she strikes me as being that type of person who babbles on like this.
Who find a commonality and they built a network with it. It's scary. It's scary that we let out our PDF files. It's scary that we let out our most racist. We let out the worst of the worst out of that, okay?
What in God's holy trousers are you talking about? 405-608-4377 on Freedom 96.9. More on the Bitcoin mining facility and just what the hell Bitcoin mining is. Coming up on Freedom 96.9, it's Oklahoma's Talk Radio and Lee Matthews with The Drive.
USA Radio News, I'm Ron Warner. Homeland Security Secretary Mark Wayne Mullen and Governor Kathy Hochul are trading barbs after a month-long ICE operation in New York State captured more than 2,000 migrants.
The results of Operation Rotten Apple were released just days after New York State barred local law enforcement from working with ICE agents, drawing criticism from Mullen on behalf of local agencies.
They want to work with us. Unfortunately, these, you know, liberal politicians that have radical views They're preventing them from doing their job.
Governor Kathy Hochul says local law enforcement should be focused on solving local crimes.
And if there are cases where there are individuals who are in this country undocumented who are involved in crimes, we always have and always will make sure that we cooperate.
In New York, I'm Natalie Migliori.
From America's News Network, USA Radio News.
This is Noble McIntyre with the McIntyre Minute. I'll never forget sitting with a mother whose 20-year-old daughter was hit by a drunk driver. Before the crash, her daughter was in college, healthy, funny, full of life, working. After the crash, she had to relearn how to speak. And the first word they worked on in therapy was the word mom. Think about that for a second. A mother sitting in a rehab facility praying her daughter could say the word mom again because someone made the selfish decision to drink and drive. People talk about DUI crashes like they're traffic tickets or statistics. They're not. They destroy futures and they destroy families. And the damage lasts long after the wreckage is cleared off the highway. If you drink and drive in Oklahoma, you're gambling with other people's lives. And when families get shattered because of it, McIntyre Law fights for accountability.
If you need me, you can find me at McIntyreLaw.com or call me at 777-7000.
Catch our show, Legal Talk, with Noble McIntyre and Jeremy Thurman, Saturdays at 1 p.m. on Freedom 96.9.
I'm Noble McIntyre, and that's your McIntyre Minute.
Freedom local coverage starts now.
From the Freedom 96.9 News Center, I'm Bo B. Kraft. News is brought to you by Be Well Acupuncture. Tired of living with pain? Be Well Acupuncture in Edmond can help. Visit BeWellOKC.com. One person has been arrested after leading Oklahoma police on a chase Sunday night, with a pursuit beginning when an officer attempted a traffic stop. Police say the driver fled, leading officers on a chase that ended near I-240 and May Avenue, with one person taken into custody without further incident. Police haven't released the person's identity or further explained the stop. The investigation continues. Firefighters battled a house fire in Arcadia Monday morning. Crews arrived at a home near East 5th and Anderson, finding flames coming through the roof. Officials say part of the roof collapsed during the blaze, which forced firefighters into a defensive strategy to battle the fire. The cause hasn't been determined, and authorities haven't reported any injuries yet as the investigation into the blaze continues. A judge has denied a request from convicted killer Joseph Beck that could have opened the door to parole in the future. Beck is serving a life sentence for the 2016 murder of 19-year-old Kylie Malloy in Edmond. The case went unsolved for years until Beck confessed during an encounter with OHP in 2024. Beck expressed remorse, but members of Malloy's family urged the court to reject the request. A judge ultimately denied the motion, saying it wasn't in the best interest of justice. That's the latest from the Freedom 96.9 News Center on Oklahoma's Talk Radio. Your Oklahoma City Freedom Forecast is next.
Hey, I'm Dr. Tony with Be Well Acupuncture. I know how exhausting it can be to live with pain. Whether it's neuropathy, arthritis, or sciatica, you deserve relief that helps you feel like you again. At Be Well Acupuncture, we take the time to listen and create a treatment plan that fits your life, your body, and your goals. Let's work together to help you move easier and feel better every day. Start your journey back to wellness. Call or visit BeWellOKC.com to schedule your consultation today.
Want to know what $6 million worth of quality pre-owned vehicles look like? Go to www.StevensFord.com. Use our built-in search engine to find exactly what you're looking for. Better yet, hop in your car and come on over to Stevens Ford and eat it. Folks, I'm here to tell you that our used car lot is absolutely full of cars, trucks, and SUVs. There's something for everyone, with prices starting under $11,000. 11 grand. As a matter of fact, most are priced below market value. And remember, when you buy from us, drive it for 48 hours, and if you're not totally satisfied, bring it back and get 100% of your money back. And one more thing. Credit is never a problem because our goal is 100% credit approval. So, come shop our $6 million used inventory and find the vehicle you're looking for at a money-saving price. And remember, Stevens Ford will beat any deal, regardless.
Back in the studio after some time off, but I did do some homework. What is Bitcoin mining and why does it need so much water? I'll tell you as the drive continues in 30 seconds on Freedom 96.9, Oklahoma's Talk Radio.
Freedom
weather. Here's your Oklahoma City AccuWeather forecast. Tonight will be clear with a low of 75. Tomorrow, expect mostly sunny skies with hot temperatures and breezy conditions in the afternoon, reaching a high of 101. Tomorrow night will be clear with a low of 73. Thursday will be breezy and hot hot with plenty of sunshine, reaching a high of 97. Friday will bring mostly sunny skies, breezy conditions, and hot temperatures with a high of 97. With your Oklahoma City AccuWeather forecast, I'm meteorologist Jason Catarina.
It's been 1 week since you
looked at me. This is the simplest of tests. If you talk to anybody, if you give a written test, which these testers have to do, you know if they speak and read English. And over 2,000 could not speak or read English, and they still were able to get a state license.
That is Sean Duffy, Secretary of Transportation, talking about why he and the Department of Transportation shut down 110 truck driving schools across the nation. These are driving schools that actually weren't driving schools. They were what the officials are now calling CDL mills. Their job was just to crank out as many commercial drivers, licensed drivers as possible to placate the trucking industry. A trucking industry that, I don't know this for sure, but probably made significant contributions to the Biden campaign. And Biden was paying them back by allowing them a free-for-all. 405-608-4377, 405-608-4377 on Freedom 96.9, Oklahoma's Talk Radio. Lee Matthews back from a couple of days off and raring and ready to go to talk to you. City of El Reno is calling out the Bitcoin mining operation that may have operated unlawfully after the waterline break at the site disrupted service to nearby businesses, city offices, and even a school. City officials said 3 million gallons of water were lost after the multi-day water leak on private property in the 800 block of West Jensen Road. Officials now say Athlon Blockchain LLC, the company that owns the Bitcoin mining operation, may have been operating illegally for at least 3 years. Officials said a review of the property's record shows that the area was rezoned to moderate industrial in 2019. In October 2020, Athlon Blockchain LLC submitted a commercial building permit application for the property. The city issued a permit and construction began. June 2023, the city issued a stop work order after finding fire and life safety violations and expired building and electrical permits. The owner was given until December of 2023 to obtain new permits, and operations were suspended until a certificate of occupancy could be secured. City officials now say they believe Athlon Blockchain LLC continued operating without obtaining the certificate of occupancy. After discovering the water leak, the property was condemned due to multiple code violations, according to city officials. City staff condemned the property due to multiple fire and life safety code violations, which, in addition to the water leak, created a hazard to the health, safety, and welfare of not only the community, the workers in the facility. The city is working on reviewing its procedures to ensure stop work orders are properly reviewed and tracked, and none of the costs related to the water leak at the property will apply to El Reno citizens, according to the officials. The city's legal team stands ready and is preparing to take necessary legal action to recoup all costs and expenses related to the water leak from the property owner, including city resources expended in locating and addressing the leak. There was a hydrant that they put on the property that was faulty, or evidently faulty, and it had not been properly licensed. Okay. Don't come to me griping and complaining about how much water, electricity, and noise data centers are going to cause if your municipality is not willing to enforce the laws it already has on the books. This is why this happened in El Reno. It has nothing to do with the private people who live in and around the facility. It has everything to do with the offender, but more so everything to do with El Reno and their lack of oversight of this facility. Now, I'm curious just what the hell bit mining is. Yes, I had a couple of days off, and yes, I was enjoying myself with lovely wife and I went to the lake. But on the way back, I decided to do a little research on what bit mining is and why it would take so much water.
I'll tell you what I found out coming up on Freedom 96.9, Oklahoma's Talk Radio, Lee Matthews and The Drive.
It's a car so powerful, it needs a parachute to stop.
Hey, it's Lee Matthews on Freedom 96.9 for Frontier Auto Group. I'm going to be broadcasting live on location from Frontier Auto Group in El Reno this coming Friday, 4 to 7. And your chance to come by and have a look at the Dodge Charger that actually has a parachute on the back of it. Now, it's the type of thing, once you deploy it, it's like an airbag. I don't know what it takes to repack the thing, so you don't really want to deploy it. But just the fact that it has one is super cool. Join me on location as I broadcast from Frontier Auto Group and the Chrysler, Jeep, Ram dealership, Dodge dealership. And their financing department will be there to give you the best buying experience you've ever had. Just minutes from Oklahoma City and wherever you are. El Reno's Auto Alley, just off Route 66 at the roundabout. Friday, 4P to 7P is when I'll be there at Frontier Auto Group, 405-262-3355. Come by, take a selfie with me
and the car with the parachute.
Hear the latest news and trending information that impacts your world on the new Freedom 96.9, freedom969.com, and on the Freedom app, Oklahoma's Talk Radio.
Want to know what $6 million worth of quality pre-owned vehicles look like? Go to www.stevensford.com. Use our built-in search engine to find exactly what you're looking for. Better yet, hop in your car and come on over to Stevens Ford and Heath. Folks, I'm here to tell you that our used car lot is absolutely full of cars, trucks, and SUVs. There's something for everyone with prices starting under $11,000. 11 grand. As a matter of fact, most are priced below market value. And remember, when you buy from us, drive it for 48 hours, and if you're not totally satisfied, bring it back and get 100% of your money back. And one more thing. Credit is never a problem because our goal is 100% credit approval. So, come shop our $6 million used inventory and find the vehicle you're looking for at a money-saving price. And remember, Stevens Ford will beat any deal, regardless.
Suffering from neuropathy, chronic pain? Looking for real and lasting health solutions? Modus Health and Dr. Jeremy Moss and his team will go beyond your symptoms to find the root cause of your neuropathy and chronic pain. Dr. Moss has just released his new book, Designed for More, Because You Are, and new patients will get a free copy with their first treatment. It's time to move better, feel better, and live better. Visit ModusHealth.com or call 405-494-0165, 405-494-0165, and book your appointment today.
Celebrating 250 years of freedom. This is Oklahoma's Talk Radio, the new Freedom 96.9 and Freedom969.com. Our hosts are always right.
That's me in the corner. Freedom 96.9, accurate weather forecast. That's me in the spot. Clear skies tonight, 73 the low. Sunny tomorrow, high 99. Low tomorrow night, 73. Into Thursday, partly cloudy, high of 97. 99 right now at Freedom 96.9, Oklahoma's Talk Radio. And Lee Matthews with The Drive. 405-608-4377. 405-608-4377. So, all the local media are holding up this Bitcoin mining facility in El Reno as an example of why we should not have data centers. Because El Reno couldn't figure out why so much water was going to this facility. And finally, they traced this leak to a faulty hydrant that the Bitcoin mining facility had installed themselves, had not had it properly inspected, and didn't have the proper paperwork to even be still operating on the property. Now, yeah, it's the Bitcoin mining facility's fault for breaking the law. I agree. And they should be hauled into court in some form. But what took El Reno so long to figure this out? You know, the rules are only as good as those who are going to enforce them. But aside from that, I wanted to find out just what crypto mining is. Now, I don't fully have my head around crypto anyway. I realize it is a virtual currency. So it's a lot like when you buy a gift card from Apple and then you load that gift card on your Apple phone so that you can buy stuff with it. It's virtual money. But still, with the Apple gift card, you've at least given some cash to Apple for that. So anyway, at least it's still a dollar. It's still redeemable as a dollar. Bitcoin, I don't get. I know you can take it and use it to buy things, but it to me is a little too, I'm just very uneasy about it because there's really not much backing it up other than the ability and the want for somebody else out there to give you that amount of money for that Bitcoin. Okay, so here's what I have found out about Bitcoin mining, and here's what I think I'm understanding about it. A bunch of computer people, I'm not going to say nerds because they've taken this to the next level, they get together a bunch of supercomputers and data center material, and they start working what's called a blockchain. It is a mathematical puzzle encrypted within crypto miners, and they're trying to solve it. And they use specialized high-energy computers. And the computers use trial and error again and again and again and again and again and again and again until they find a solution to the problem. The more the computer power and crypto miner uses, the more attempts they make to solve the puzzle. The first computer to accurately find the solution is able to add the block to the chain and is rewarded with new Bitcoin. And that's called a block reward. Well, if you get enough computers to do this, and you do it the right way, you can rack up a lot of money in Bitcoin. So you have to think of it as a treasure chest with a combination lock, and the first person to guess the right combination wins what's inside. Once solved, another one automatically appears, and you start all over again. But what I guess the Bitcoin people are then doing is saving these Bitcoins that they can then spend on other things. But that's what would bother me, because aren't you limited to what you can spend on Bitcoin unless you're buying something nefarious? 405-608-4377, 405-608-4377 on Freedom 96.9. It's Lee Matthews and The Drive. Hi, you are on the air. What's your name?
Hey, Lee, it's Eric. Hey.
Hello, Eric.
How are you doing?
Good to hear from you. You're in Oklahoma City.
No, I'm driving Lake Arcadia. Right
oh, okay.
Now. Yeah. So Bitcoin, yeah, what you explained, proof of work is that figuring out that that puzzle. And so they had specific hardware, like ASIC miners, like specific chips
okay.
that you had to use in order to do Bitcoin mining for a while. And I guess now some people found out, oh, data center supercomputer should be quicker, make some buck because you have more computing capacity.
Okay, and that's what was going on at this facility in El Reno.
Yeah.
And I imagine they've made a business out of it. If you have somebody who's willing to invest in these kinds of computers, they are paid back by mining these Bitcoins and getting the Bitcoin.
Yeah, you mine a block, you get the reward, and then mm-hmm. yeah, you can sell that Bitcoin on the market based on what's the current rate for Bitcoin.
Okay, so then they trade the Bitcoins like they're stocks.
Yeah. It's like an asset you can buy
okay.
and sell Bitcoin.
Okay.
Exactly.
All right.
And the thing with those computer nerds, what they wanted to do is basically they wanted to create a currency that you cannot inflate or fake. Like, there was the housing crisis.
Oh, okay.
And the money was printed. So the thing is, what can we do that we can trust that cannot be cheated? And
mm-hmm.
so they created a system that's fully transparent. Everybody knows how many coins exist, in which wallet they are.
Mm-hmm.
But nobody knows who owns them because that's encrypted. So the entire, on the first ever coin created is in the blockchain. The blockchain is the ledger pretty much of all coins created
mm-hmm.
and in which wallet they end up with. And that is all transparent. And so nobody can cheat that. And that is basically the intrinsic value of Bitcoin, is you can trust it. It's a system that cannot be cheated.
But it's not like you can cash in the Bitcoin and go down and buy a Ferrari.
Yeah, I mean, you can sell your
Bitcoin
on the market, and then you get it in dollars, and then you can sell it for other currencies, or you can sell it for dollars to somebody, and then you can buy anything you want.
Okay.
Yeah. All right.
It's just not the value of the coin is not based on any GDP or gold supply.
No, it's demand and supply. Basically, how big is the demand? Who wants to buy? And so since the financial industry started getting into it, the price went up a bit. And so that's kind of like what happened. So it's like more stake, more money in the entire system.
Now.
And that is,
If you have a lot of these Bitcoin mining operations set up and they're all doing the same thing, are they not devaluing the Bitcoin eventually?
No, because they also process the transactions from what wallet if you're spending money. So that is happening as well.
Okay.
While doing mining, it's like a bank. It's basically
you spend
money to call. Yeah. And so that is, and then at some point there will not be any more Bitcoin, then they will do the transactions just called fee.
Okay.
Of some sort of fee.
So in that it is not based upon the value of, say, stocks in a company. If you buy stocks in a company, that stock is only worth what that company is worth. And if you buy too much stock in that company, it devalues the stock, which is some of the games that some of these guys play. Or they'll try to inflate the stock price of a penny stock that really isn't worth much any. And you can't do that with Bitcoin.
No. That's one of the big things about it. It cannot be changed, altered. There's a finite amount
mm-hmm.
you earn. It cannot be inflated or tweaked, basically, by anybody. And that is where trust comes back in as a... How much value is trust when it comes to this? I think a big one.
Now, Eric, do you deal with this in your daily life? Are you in finance?
Oh, yeah. I've been with that since 2012 when it came up.
Okay.
Basically.
Okay.
I know. The entire, I've been doing Bitcoin mining in my garage. Had some.
if you wanted to, you could not have you could have nothing in your pockets, get on a plane, go back to Germany with your computer, and open up your Bitcoin account and cash it in for euros if you wanted to.
You can do that anywhere in the world.
Yeah,
that's
okay. All right.
Bitcoin. Yeah. And that is why so it's there's no borders, and you can trust it. It's there. Mm-hmm. It doesn't disappear unless somebody hacks your password.
Yeah.
Because that is, you have to have a good password because it's out there in the open. But, that is the one big thing, and I keep forgetting something else that I want to say with the Bitcoin that's really important. It's not just inflate. I keep forgetting it. Jeez. Sorry, maybe I call back and because there was another big thing that was not just you can't cheat it.
Well, are there a lot of these facilities like what we were just talking about in El Reno? Are there a lot of these across the country?
Okay, I remember exactly. Okay. Another big idea was it mm-hmm. should have been possible for everybody to use their computer to do that. So it should have been a currency from the people, so everybody can partake.
Yeah,
everybody can verify, and everybody has a piece of it. And
yes.
then they came up with those specific miners, and it became out of reach for the regular person.
Oh,
the original idea of that system was to have it. For everybody.
Yeah.
Yeah.
If you can think of it, somebody will find a way to manipulate it.
Yeah, and they haven't yet.
Yeah.
They haven't yet. With Bitcoin, that's kind of, it's really surprised that it sustained that long.
Yeah.
And nobody ever hacked it. But yeah, there's open source developers that keep updating
mm-hmm.
it. And it's been safe so far.
Well, nobody Eric, Dankeschön mm-hmm. for the explanation.
Yeah, very, 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 very competition. And let's talk later.
Okay, I'll be the same. Anyway. On Freedom 96.9, it's Oklahoma's Talk Radio. That's our good friend from Germany. He always calls when we have anything to talk about when it comes to Germany. And I have an affinity for the German culture and the German food because my wife lived there for 6 years and introduce me to it. So Freedom 96.9, it's Lee Matthews and The Drive, 405-608-4377 to join in the conversation. Buyer's remorse. I know everybody's had it at certain points in your life. The last time I had it was a gun that I really thought I wanted. And lovely wife got it for me for Christmas or birthday. I don't remember what it was. And after taking it to the range and shooting it a couple of times, I decided, man, this, I just don't like this. Someone else might like this, but I don't. So I brought it into H&H Shooting Sports, and they gave me a very good deal on it, which I was able to roll into a gun I really did want. Well, that's why H&H Shooting Sports is featuring its used gun flash sale, and it's going on all this weekend. Labor Day Monday through September 7th, Wednesday the 9th, 15% off all in-stock used firearms. And the good thing about H&H Shooting Sports is that their gunsmiths have had a good look at the weapons, cleaned them up, and make sure they're in very good shape, whether it's handguns, shotguns, rifles, and more. But hurry, the three-day event is only 3 days, and when all of them are gone, they are gone. The used gun flash sale going on September 7, 8, and 9, only at H&H Shooting Sports, just off I-40 and Meridian.
From the Strait of Hormuz to the Oklahoma City oil field, we're the local talk station you can depend on. The new Freedom 96.9. Freedom969.com and on the Freedom app.
McRoof.us reminds you there are two guarantees. Roofs will never be less expensive than they are today, and every year that goes by will cost you more of your money to replace your roof due to higher deductibles, more restrictive coverage, and policy exclusions. I'm Lee Matthews reminding you that's why you need to trust your roof to a roofer that has been in Oklahoma for over 40 years. McRoof.us. Call today and get your free inspection, and be ready when the insurance company starts their nonsense. 405-877-7663.
Hi, this is Major Meredith with the Oklahoma City Fire Department, reminding you to test alarms monthly, replace batteries if they chirp, and remember, smoke alarms should be replaced every 10 years. Make sure alarms are installed on every level of your home and near sleeping areas. For more information, go to okc.gov/fire. Residents of Oklahoma City can request free smoke alarms by visiting our website or calling 405-316-BEEP. That's 405-316-2337.
Consider this an invitation to listen to my personal financial advisor, Mike McGuire of McGuire Capital's financial show, Bull and Bear. Hey, it's Lee Matthews, and you can hear it every Saturday from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. right here on Freedom 96.9. Get to know Michael and then set an appointment where he can get to know you and your family and your retirement goals, just like he did me. Together, you can get to and through your retirement goals. In my case, sooner than you think. Tune into Saturday's Bull and Bear show, 10 a.m. to 1, right here on Freedom 96.9.
From wars in the Middle East to conflicts at home, we're the only station you need to stay informed. We're the new Freedom 96.9, freedom969.com, and on the Freedom app. Freedom's First News.
Hey everyone, it's Aaron Brillbeck. Coming up on your Freedom First News for your hump day, it's Griftbusters Wednesday. Sarah Harden will be here to talk about some of the scams that are targeting your wallet. Plus, a lot of news while you slept. We'll cover the headlines you may have missed, and we'll take a deep dive into those that impact you and your family the most. It all starts at 7 o'clock on Wednesday morning on Freedom 96.9.
Freedom's First News, weekdays 7 to 8 a.m. on the new Freedom 96.9.
Freedom 96.9, Oklahoma's Talk Radio. AccuWeather forecast calling for clear skies tonight, low 73. Sunny tomorrow, high 99. Tomorrow night, low down to 73. Into Thursday, partly cloudy and a high of 97. It's 99 at Freedom 96.9, Oklahoma's Talk Radio. 405-608-4377. Claremore is showing it's not afraid to proceed with data centers. And what is the number one reason that your vote would not be counted? It's not what you think it is. Coming up, we'll be talking about that on Freedom 96.9, Oklahoma's Talk Radio. And your calls to 405-608-4377. Lee Matthews and The Drive.
KQOP in Oklahoma City. Freedom Talk and News.
I'm Bo Beecraft. A lockdown at Claremore High School Monday after a swatting hoax. But first, your national update.
USA Radio News, I'm Ron Warner.
The Florida Department of Transportation is giving local law enforcement 1 month to remove its license plate reading Flock cameras because of abuse and privacy concerns. Speaking in Jacksonville Monday, Republican Governor Ron DeSantis said using cameras on toll roads for catching criminals is one thing, but they can be abused.
What we don't want in the state of Florida is to have a digital AI surveillance state where everything we're doing is being tracked at all times.
Florida DOT says it will not issue any new permits for the Flock cameras. New York City Mayor Zoran Mamdani's child care rollout is about to debut with the start of the school year, but some providers still don't have what they need.
Child care centers recently complained they've yet to receive funding to buy classroom supplies or money to pay staff, with some forced to take out high-interest loans. Mayor Mamdani says his staff will get them no-interest city loans.
We are also continuing to process these requests on a rolling basis with a rapid turnaround time, and also any provider who requests supplies by this Friday will receive them before the first day of school.
Mamdani says his staff is reaching out to early child care providers to address financial concerns. The mayor's free child care program for two-year-olds is starting with 2,000 seats this school year and will expand next school year. In New York, I'm Scott Pringle.
Quiet quitting has found its way from the workplace to some marriages. Mark Mayfield explains.
The term is known for doing only the minimum required on the job. In relationships, it refers to spouses who stay together despite a lack of emotional support or communication in the relationship. Relationship experts say couples may continue managing day-to-day responsibilities, like household tasks and parenting, even as one partner becomes emotionally and physically disengaged. The term is trending on social media, as users share videos and posts about staying in a marriage while feeling checked out. I'm Mark Mayfield.
From America's News Network, USA Radio News.
Hey, I'm Brant, and her name is Sherry.
Hello.
She's a friend of mine whom we were just praying for because of a surgery she just went through.
Yes, and I am very happy about something you actually talk about all the time, which is...
MediShare.
That is right.
Yeah. So what was your experience like with MediShare and the healthcare bills?
Honestly, Brant, seamless. And what a blessing that is when you're already nervous about a health issue, which I was.
Yeah.
Members shared my expenses. There were zero problems. And let me tell you, having people pray with you when you call in with your need, that is just...
It is refreshing.
Yes, that's what it is.
But yeah. I keep telling people, people love MediShare, and they love saving tons of money, too. The typical family can save $500 a month.
I am very thankful for MediShare. It is so different, and I mean different in a very, very good way.
Good different. Call now. They're easy to talk to, and you can get a price within 2 minutes. Call 855-SHARE-40. That's 855-SHARE-40. 855-SHARE-40.
Freedom local coverage starts now.
From the Freedom 96.9 News Center, I'm Bo B. Kraft. News is brought to you by ICS Concrete Coatings. Transform your concrete from ordinary to extraordinary. Visit icsconcretecoatings.com. An Oklahoma City man is set to spend 18 years in federal prison after authorities seized a large amount of drugs and several firearms during a recent investigation. Prosecutors report 51-year-old D'Angelo Demains Hawkins was found in possession of 40 pounds of PCP, along with methamphetamine, cocaine, heroin, fentanyl, ecstasy, and six firearms. The case began with a 2025 traffic stop during which officers found drugs and more than $23,000 in cash. Hawkins later pleaded guilty to drug trafficking and firearm charges. A federal judge cited his criminal history and the scope of the operation when imposing a sentence on him. He'll also serve 5 years of supervised release after being released from prison. A lockdown at Claremore High School Monday was lifted after police determined the reported threat was a swatting hoax. Claremore High was reportedly placed on lockdown while nearby schools operated under secure-in-place procedures as officers investigated. Police say the threat originated from a spoofed phone number and wasn't credible. Students and staff were safe throughout the incident, with additional officers remaining on campus for much of the day as a precautionary measure. Schools later returned to normal operations. That's the latest from the Freedom 96.9 News Center on Oklahoma's Talk Radio. Your Oklahoma City Freedom Forecast is next.
Looking for a great deal on your next firearm? Then don't miss the used gun flash sale at H&H Shooting Sports. I'm Lee Matthews. It's going on Labor Day through Wednesday. Take 15% off all in-stock used firearms. Save big on a huge selection of used handguns, rifles, shotguns, and more. Hurry, this is a three-day only event, and when they're gone, they're gone. The used gun flash sale going on Labor Day through Wednesday only at H&H Shooting Sports, just off I-40 and Meridian. The city of Claremore is showing it is not afraid to proceed with data center construction. I'll tell you more as the drive continues on Oklahoma's Talk Radio, Freedom 96.9, and Lee Matthews with the drive.
Freedom
weather. Here's your Oklahoma City AccuWeather forecast. Tonight will be clear with a low of 75. Tomorrow, expect mostly sunny skies with hot temperatures and breezy conditions in the afternoon, reaching a high of 101. Tomorrow night will be clear with a low of 73. Thursday will be breezy and hot with plenty of sunshine, reaching a high of 97. Friday will bring mostly sunny skies, breezy conditions, and hot temperatures with a high of 97. With your Oklahoma City AccuWeather forecast, I'm meteorologist Jason Catarina.
Tired of the spin on the nightly news? The new Freedom 96.9 cuts through the bias to deliver the facts, daily local coverage, and the top political minds in the nation. Tune in at 96.9 FM or stream live anywhere. Oklahoma's Talk Radio, the new Freedom 96.9, freedom969.com, or on the Freedom 96.9 app. It's time to talk about what happened while you were at work today. This is The Drive with Lee Matthews.
A lot of things to chat about now that I'm back from a little four-day weekend. We talked about the Cat in the Hat threat, and it turned out it was another one of these online hoaxes that had started in Grand Junction, Colorado, because some 14-year-old kid didn't want to go to school that day. Another 110 semi-driving schools have been set to be shut down. Many of them in Oklahoma? Nope, none of them. Thank goodness. That from the Secretary of Transportation, because they were issuing commercial driver's licenses that were not valid. With the start of the new congressional session, how are Republicans trying to force Democrats to deal with the communism that's infiltrating them? Well, congressional resolutions that they are voting down. And we just finished talking about Bitcoin mining, what it means, what it does, and why a Bitcoin mining operation just about drained all the water out of El Reno. And the bottom line is that your rules and your zoning and your permit structure is only as good as the town is willing to enforce them. Because for 3 years, this operation was allowed to operate without any oversight. How does that happen? 405-608-4377. Patiently holding on the line is Platinum Black in Oklahoma City. Thank you for waiting, sir.
Hey, what's going on, Lee?
Guns for everybody.
I know that's right. You know, Someone just hit me up for a donation out here at one of the retail stores for they're dealing with teen bullying. Right?
Okay.
And this is just off the hat. Don't hold me politically responsible for what it is I said to them. I said, oh, bullying? I'll just let them get a gun.
Yeah. That'll do it.
Because back in high school, we were able to have rifles in our trucks.
Yeah.
This, that, and the other.
Yeah.
You know, on school. So, you know, we go back to just, you know, let them get a gun.
Yeah.
All right. Like Jeffrey carries a semi-automatic shotgun, you know, Turkish made.
Mm-hmm.
He might not get bullied, you know.
Yeah.
But what I'm calling in about, I want to piggytail on the Bitcoin stuff.
Yeah.
And preface it by saying, I think at one point in time, Donald Trump was pushing Bitcoin real heavy.
Mm-hmm.
And then he transitioned to crypto. Right.
Okay.
So that's what his family is running now, is cryptocurrency things.
Okay.
And
all right,
let me go back to 1995, 6, 7, 8. I was working for Lucent Technologies, AT&T, at the time, and was introduced to Bitcoin. Right. We wanted to start getting into mining way back then.
Oh.
Yeah. So, you know, this is an old hat thing. It's not new, but, you know, at the turning of the century and stuff like that, when we had 1999 Red Corvette, you know, we were going to blow up everything. You know, people, no pun intended.
Yeah.
But to get back serious, though, with Donald Trump said that he wanted the United States to be able to have like 100 million or something like that in Bitcoin or cryptocurrency before we get to the central bank digital currency set up.
Mm-hmm.
Now, El Reno, my research would lend me to say they say we believe. Okay, that term we believe negates them having responsibility or oversight off of the top. You believe. Somebody had to sign off on this,
on the permits, and somebody had to tell them, hey, by the way, this expires in 20 whatever, and you'll have to renew, and so on.
Yes. Now, if we have that type of, you know, I don't want to call any names or this, that, and the other, but if we have that type of leadership that is not making sure that for the people of Oklahoma, for El Reno, have adequate oversight for these contracts are going up, it would lead me to believe in investigation, someone's getting paid somewhere.
Yes.
Now, I was in Owosso. We talked about the data centers and whatnot. And
it looks like they're moving forward. Is Owosso?
They're breaking ground on that.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, again, we're trading farmland for data centers, and this seems like a rolling theme that they have immunity to do the things that they're doing, because I got reports out of, I believe it was Louisiana, wherever it was, that Elon Musk has a plant that went up overnight, and people complained that they had no warning that this was going to be in their backyard or whatever city he was building. But he's building power plants to run his facility, wherever this is. And if you guys know, please chime in and update us on where that was. But I believe it was in Louisiana.
It probably was Louisiana or Texas, because a lot of his operations are in Texas.
Okay. Yeah. And then Governor Stitt says we have 55 data centers already in Oklahoma.
Well, these aren't the mega data centers that we're talking about.
That's correct.
Yeah.
That's correct.
Yeah.
But the operation is that even with the company in El Reno, who owns that company? You know,
yeah.
The telltale is like, who owns it? And then is it a owned by somebody else that's owned by somebody else that may be?
It might be. Yeah, it might be. The company in El Reno is called Athlon Blockchain, LLC. So it's a licensed legal corporation. And then the one that is wanting to build in Yukon is called Cloverleaf. And if they can't build in Yukon, they're already securing property in Kingfisher.
Yeah, now Cloverleaf was the same company that was trying to do Piedmont.
Okay, yeah.
Went to that city that planning meeting. Now, again, with these, it's like, okay, the regulatory ordeal or the oversight, Governor Stitt said he already put some things in place. So if he had already put some things in place, why do we have all these, you know, thousands of gallons of water being spilled in El Reno, and then it's like, oh, we believe. No,
yeah,
Oklahoma,
yeah.
We're tired of that, I believe. Because when we get to the beef and the antibiotic that's used in this Argentinian beef or wherever it's coming from, which they say is bad for the people, well, we believe that, it won't hurt Oklahomans or the rest of the United States. No. We need to stop believing and become knowers about what it is, especially what we do in Oklahoma. And I'm going to be one of those loudmouth voices to say that we need some act right, you know. And I'm going to bring the act right at a certain point in time in Oklahoma about what's going on. Education, health care, taxation, all of that, we're going to get some act right. And we're going to stop being manipulated by outside forces, whether they overseas, China, Russia, whomever. If it's in Oklahoma, Oklahomans will have a say about what goes in their backyard.
Well, I've got no problem with any of that. I'd like to start with the Turnpike Authority, but okay. Maybe data centers is what we need to wake everybody else up to, some of the things that do go on in Oklahoma government where we don't have a say. And it's not just Oklahoma. From what I'm seeing nationwide where these data centers are popping up, they're running into the same problems. These companies are coming in. They're making city council members and city managers sign non-disclosure agreements so they can't say what's going on legally without being sued. And that's got to stop, because the people in the area need to know what's going on.
Well, you know, Lee, this is the thing I say. They can sign an NDA, but I guarantee you when the AG, Drummond's in place right now, when they start calling for audits of the commissioners and this, that, and the other bank accounts, I guarantee you we'll find out what's going on and who's getting manipulated this kind of way and so forth.
Yeah. Platinum Black in Oklahoma City. Thank you very much. Good to hear from you on Freedom 96.9. We're going to have to, like, I hate to keep saying what Trump says all the time, but we're going to have to wait and see. We're going to have to wait and see how this pans out and how this happens. But a lot of people since Friday, a lot of people have been pointing to this El Reno Bitcoin mining operation as an example of what can go wrong on a small scale with a large scale data center. And it's not dissimilar, but some of the blame falls to, I think, the government of El Reno, the town of El Reno, for not enforcing what they already had on the books. 405-608-4377 on Freedom 96.9. Hi, you are on the air. What's your name?
This is Trucker Ted.
Hello, Trucker Ted. Good to hear from you, sir.
You know, it is so good to have a transportation secretary who stands up for the American driver and the American public. This guy has done so much, and this administration has done so much to clean up our highways as far as these drivers who can't function in America. I am so happy, Lee, and I'm glad that you brought it up and brought the topic to the table today.
I mean, I'm not on the road professionally, but I'm on the road more than average, doing what I got to do, driving around the state and all that. And I've seen, you know, my share of what appear to be these drivers. I'm like, wait, first of all, who would have done what this guy just did, this U-turn? I never would have seen a trucker do this U-turn in the middle of a highway like that before, unless they didn't understand you're not allowed to do that in America. And sure enough, when I see the driver in through the window, I'm like, okay, no, that driver's not a native American driver. So, and I imagine you've seen your share.
Oh, I just had my hood taken off on I-35 down here in Ardmore by a Durka, you know. And you can tell by the name of on the trucks or where the trucks are out of. Most of these trucks are out of New Jersey or Bakersfield, California, or that area.
Yeah.
You know, they're all. But, hey, how is Mom going to fare all right with this hurricane coming in there?
Or
is it just going to be just rain?
It's just going to be just rain. Yeah.
Okay.
I envy her because we need the rain here.
Yes, we do. Yes, we do.
Yeah.
So I was thinking about her when I saw where it was hitting, so I didn't know how bad
she's
it was
on the
be over there.
She's on the eastern edge of it, and I keep looking at the radar, and the radar just keeps showing that it's rain. So they might have, you know, they're not used to wind down there. They might have a 25 mile an hour wind, 30 mile an hour wind, but that's, you know, for us, that's every day.
Right. I know my mom was hoping that it would come a little bit farther south than Galveston. They're down there in Rockport, Texas. And
They need the rain
down there terribly, you know. So we'll wait and see if it gets up here to us, whether it's got enough force to get us some rain. I hope it does.
I do, too. Right now I'm seeing, it'll just make a lot of humidity. I'm like, well, we don't need that.
No, we don't. All right, Lee, I'm going back to listening. I'm on my way to Heddleton. I'm still tonight in Heddleton.
Thank you for listening in, Trucker Ted, and joining in the conversation on Freedom 96.9, Oklahoma's Talk Radio, 405-608-4377, 405-608-4377, to join in the conversation. Rudy writes, Lee, it seems that voters are slowly waking up to the facts on gun control. According to Rasmussen reports, 48% of likely U.S. voters believe the United States needs stricter gun control laws, down from 51% in October of 2024. Even fewer, 46%, say they would vote for a congressional candidate who promised to completely ban semi-automatic and assault-type weapons. Well, Rudy, that's still too high for my comfort zone, so, but if it is likely voters across the United States, I can see where you'd find a high amount of those in the Californias and the New Yorks and the Washingtons and the Illinois of the world. 405-608-4377, 405-608-4377. And speaking of data centers, the little town of Claremore does not seem to be terribly worried about data centers. And they're proceeding with the construction of a big one. Got that coming up on Freedom 96.9, Oklahoma's talk radio. Lee Matthews and The Drive. Maybe I told you this quick story. I had to go in and get some glasses. And first thing I noticed when I plopped down my eye insurance is that, oh, your eye insurance doesn't cover these new glasses. And I was like, what? Why wasn't I told that at some point? Rude awakenings are just becoming more the norm when it comes to insurance. And it doesn't matter if it's health insurance or your homeowner's insurance. And that's what all these lawsuits are going on are about. The insurance companies are starting to really screw around when it comes to making claims. That's why you need the Build Back Better attitude of Scott McCullum of McRoof. Scott McCullum, rather than repeating the past failures, McRoof fortifies your roof to better handle what the Oklahoma weather can throw at it. And that is a lot more appealing to your insurance company than just slapping shingles on, which is what most fly-by-night companies do. So give them a call. 405-877-7663. 40 years in Oklahoma, so they've seen it all. 405-877-7663. McRoof.us. Powered by RoofRx. Saving lives, protecting property, and fortifying Oklahoma one roof at a time.
Only one station has the power to cover Oklahoma with freedom. And you're listening to it. Your 100,000-watt talker is the new Freedom 96.9. And freedom969.com.
Hey, this is Dr. Tony from Be Well Acupuncture in Oklahoma City. Are you not from around here? We can still help you with your peripheral neuropathy with our outpatient optimization program, which means we send everything you need to reverse your neuropathy right to your house. Be Well Acupuncture understands that traveling can be difficult when you are in pain, and we're here to help even from afar. Take the next step to your relief. Call 405-697-5121 or visit bewellokc.com to get started today.
Hey y'all, it's Austin from Cops Gun Shop. For 92 years, they made you beg. Fingerprints, photographs, Form 4s, tax stamps, waiting. That ends now. If you're a Gun Owners of America member or Silencer Shop customer, suppressors now transfer on a simple 4473 background check. Same as any other firearm. No Form 4, no ATF approval, no federal registry. Walk out the same day. And at Cops Gun Shop, we didn't wait. At 0001 hours on August 14th, 2026, Cops Gun Shop became the first dealer in the state of Oklahoma to transfer an unregistered suppressor on a 4473 background check form to Don Spencer, president of the Oklahoma Second Amendment Association. First in Oklahoma, done at Cops Gun Shop. While others were still figuring it out, we were already making history. Come get your suppressor today. If we don't have something in stock you're wanting, we will check availability and get it ordered for you. Cops Gun Shop is located at 416 Hudeberg Circle in Oklahoma City, and we are open to the public. We don't wait for permission. We took the right. Cops Gun Shop, first in Oklahoma, and we are still leading. Cops Gun Shop, the only thing that stops a bad guy with a gun is a good guy or gal with a gun.
The best way to stay up to date on the issues that impact your life is to listen to the new Freedom 96.9 and freedom969.com. Mornings, at noon, and on the way home from work. Oklahoma's talk radio.
It's Brian Kilmeade.
This may be the biggest blue threat that Texas has seen, but they're going to spend a ton of money trying to resuscitate Paxton, and they didn't have to had the president chosen to just endorse John Cornyn, the sitting senator.
No question. Ken Paxton, too, at the very least, you got to hustle. That's one thing the president doesn't usually tolerate when you don't try.
The Brian Kilmeade Show, weekdays 8 to 11 a.m. on the new Freedom 96.9.
Don't want unqualified individuals on the roads. You don't want individuals who haven't been properly trained and can't speak English behind these very massive rigs. And obviously we've heard about those incidents where unfortunately U.S. citizens have been killed here.
Chad Wolf, Assistant Secretary of State. I'm sorry, former Assistant Secretary of State. Talking about the shutdown of 110 trucking outfits throughout the nation by the Department of Transportation yesterday and today. On Freedom 96.9, Oklahoma's talk radio, Lee Matthews and The Drive. And it looks like the little city of Claremore is not afraid to move forward on data center construction. The data center project being developed by Beal Infrastructure, moving into its next phase following the closing of the property transaction and the finalization of its agreements outlining the project's development and public revenue commitments. The city said the data center project is going to provide over $180.5 million in payment in lieu of tax over the 25-year term of its agreements. The city explained a portion of these commitments is established through the tax increment district framework approved through the required public process by the city of Claremore and participating taxing entities. The framework anticipates a 5 to 7 year construction period and provides for approximately $172.5 million in pilot taxes, payment in lieu of tax. The payment in lieu of tax payments participating public entities within the project's taxing jurisdictions over 25 years include Sequoia Public Schools, $100 million, Ulaga Talala Public Schools, $26 million, Northeast Technology Center, $22 million, Rogers County, $20 million, Rogers County Health Board, $3 million, Ulaga Talala Emergency Medical Services, $1 million, and Rogers County Fair Board, $470,000. That's how much money this little place is going to generate for the community. According to the city, Beale Infrastructure is also pledged to provide $5 million to a community betterment fund for Claremore, which will be used for quality of life improvements, such as parks, community spaces, and other projects to enhance Claremore. The company is set to deliver the first of $2.5 million by the end of 2026 and the remaining $2.5 million by the end of 2027. The city said the project is expected to provide $3.1 million in deposits to be used for infrastructure improvements, specifically designated $1.2 million for estimated wastewater improvements, $1.9 million for city-associated costs for the required water extension line. So you see, that's what a lot of these companies are doing. In lieu of taxes, they're coming in and they're improving the town's water system, improving the town's sewer system, ultimately so that they can operate, number one, and number two, it will be good for the community. So this is what these developers need to concentrate on. How are they going to improve the community rather than what are they going to take from the community? And the best place to start is being transparent. The worst place to start is with non-disclosure agreements. In my humble opinion. What is yours? 405-608-4377. 405-608-4377 on Freedom 96.9. Don writes, Lee, thank you for your very informative and entertaining show this past Thursday. You were talking about Nikhila James Thomas, or NJT. I think we can all agree that Democrats have a new template in AOC and NJT as a loyal follower. Today's political Democrats sadly can no longer apply critical thinking skills in their approach to governance. They simply repeat an advancing playbook where everything will be free by taxing the rich, followed by blame Trump. As I watched NJT celebrate her victory, she smiled for the camera and appeared somewhat vainglorious, and then rattled off the official Democrat playbook without offering a single original thought. I knew nothing about her, yet following that brief exposition, I knew all I needed to know. How this rinse, wash, and repeat style of politics is captivating to Oklahomans is beyond me. You better believe her success is simply due to a TDS reaction or are people so myopically naive they truly believe that the socialist utopian nightmare? One other question. Why can't Democrats find a better person than NJT to represent them? All right. Couple of things to unpack there real quick in the time we have. Don, thanks a lot for writing in, by the way. You say that this style of politics is captivating Oklahomans. It isn't. Okay, this was a primary. And the only people voting for her were independents and Democrats. Republicans were not allowed to vote for her because we have a closed primary system. And I would be willing to bet with less than 81% of the percent of the vote that didn't even show up, there were very few independents supporting her. The other question you asked is, why can't the Democrats find anyone better than NJT to represent them? Well, because the Democrats are broke. They spent all their money trying to elect Kamala Harris. They're broke. The only people contributing money to the Democrat Party are the people who are supporting the candidates like NJT and AOC. and this nitwit out of Michigan and this nitwit out of New York. We'll talk more, 405-608-4377 on Freedom 96.9 Oklahoma's Talk Radio.
USA Radio News, I'm Anthony Lucero. Hopes for a U.S.-Iran ceasefire are fading as both sides exchange fire and threaten further escalation. Iran says they're going to return to a June agreement if Washington does the same, while President Trump says another Iranian attack would bring an even stronger American response. Bank of America Vice President Aaron Piacentini was killed in a random Times Square stabbing. Police say 49-year-old Pamela Cisneros stabbed Piacentini and a 60-year-old man before officers shot and killed her. New York City Mayor Zoran Mandani.
I want to thank the NYPD officers who stepped in and prevented a horrific attack from becoming even worse. This is what the men and women of this department do every single day to keep our city safe.
The other victim has been hospitalized and listed in stable condition.
At the closing bell, the Dow Jones Industrial Average shed 419. Points, the S&P 500 fell 54 points, and the NASDAQ dropped 271 points. I'm Sarah Lee Kessler.
From America's News Network, USA Radio News.
Hey, I'm Brant, and her name is Sherry.
Hello.
She's a friend of mine whom we were just praying for because of a surgery she just went through.
Yes, and I am very happy about something you actually talk about all the time, which is
MediShare.
That is right.
Yeah. So what was your experience like with MediShare and the healthcare bills?
Honestly, Brant, seamless. And what a blessing that is when you're already nervous about a health issue, which I was.
Yeah.
Members shared my expenses. There were zero problems. And let me tell you, having people pray with you when you call in with your need, that is just
refreshing.
Yes, that's what it is.
But yeah. I keep telling people love MediShare, and they love saving tons of money too. The typical family can save $500 a month.
I am very thankful for MediShare. It is so different, and I mean different in a very, very good way.
Good different. Call now. They're easy to talk to, and you can get a price within 2 minutes. Call 855-SHARE-40. That's 855-SHARE-40. 855-SHARE-40.
Freedom local coverage starts now.
From the Freedom 96.9 News Center, I'm Bo B. Kraft. News is brought to you by ICS Concrete Coatings. Transform your concrete from ordinary to extraordinary. Visit ICSConcreteCoatings.com.
An Oklahoma City man is set to spend 18 years in federal prison after authorities seized a large amount of drugs and several firearms during a recent investigation. Prosecutors report 51-year-old D'Angelo Demains Hawkins was found in possession of 40 pounds of PCP, along with methamphetamine, cocaine, heroin, fentanyl, ecstasy, and six firearms. The case began with a 2025 traffic stop during which officers found drugs and more than $23,000 in cash. Hawkins later pleaded guilty to drug trafficking and firearm charges. A federal judge cited his criminal history and the scope of the operation when imposing the sentence on him. He'll also serve 5 years of supervised release after being released from prison. A lockdown at Claremore High School Monday was lifted after police determined the reported threat was a swatting hoax. Claremore High was reportedly placed on lockdown while nearby schools operated under secure-in-place procedures as officers investigated. Police say the threat originated from a spoofed phone number and wasn't credible. Students and staff were safe throughout the incident, with additional officers remaining on campus for much of the day as a precautionary measure. Schools later returned to normal operations. That's the latest from the Freedom 96.9 News Center on Oklahoma's Talk Radio. Your Oklahoma City Freedom Forecast is next.
Hey, y'all, it's Austin from Cops Gun Shop. For 92 years, they made you beg. Fingerprints, photographs, Form 4s, tax stamps, waiting. That ends now. If you're a Gun Owners of America member or Silencer Shop customer, suppressors now transfer on a simple 4473 background check. Same as any other firearm. No Form 4, no ATF approval, no federal registry. Walk out the same day. And at Cops Gun Shop, we didn't wait. At 00001 hours on August 14th, 2026, Cops Gun Shop became the first dealer in the state of Oklahoma to transfer an unregistered suppressor on a 4473 background check form to Don Spencer, president of the Oklahoma Second Amendment Association. First in Oklahoma, done at Cops Gun Shop. While others were still figuring it out, we were already making history. Come get your suppressor today. If we don't have something in stock you're wanting, we will check availability and get it ordered for you. Cops Gun Shop is located at 416 Hudeberg Circle in Oklahoma City, and we are open to the public. We don't wait for permission. We took the right. Cops Gun Shop, first in Oklahoma, and we are still leading. Cops Gun Shop, the only thing that stops a bad guy with a gun is a good guy or gal with a gun.
Medicare is good, but it doesn't cover everything. How will you know what it does cover and what it doesn't cover? Well, it's just like anything else. when you actually go in and need the treatment. Then you'll find out. Here's where you can make sure you know what you got coming to you, and that if it doesn't cover what it is you need in your life, there will be somebody to fill in the blanks, and that's the Well-Preserved Advisory Group. Well-Preserved Advisory Group, it can be very confusing. So first of all, are you eligible for Medicare? If you were born in 1961, chances are you are this year. So sometime before, 3 months or so before your birthday, you need to call the Well-Preserved Advisory Group, 405-848-5790. Between now and the end of the year, they get busier and busier over at the Well-Preserved Advisory Group because it's open enrollment time. So you want to get on the dance card before they get filled up. 405-848-5790. One phone call to the Well-Preserved Advisory Group and they will put together a plan that works for you no matter where you live. And hear my voice throughout Oklahoma. The Well-Preserved Advisory Group, 405-848-5790.
Red, White, and Boots, Mustang Western Days 2026, September 11th and 12th. With events and activities for all ages, kids can enjoy the Stampede Fun Run, Parade, Pet Show, Best Dressed Cowboy and Cowgirl Contest, Art Show, games and activities at Wild Horse Park. New this year, the Jelly Ball. Also, the Mustang Roundup Club IPRA Rodeo on both nights on the 11th and 12th, 8 o'clock. And more with the 5K Fun Run, Car Show, Chuck Wagon Roundup, Vendor Booth, Chili Cook-Off, plus live entertainment at Wild Horse Park. It's a weekend of good family entertainment. For more information, visit MustangWesternDays.com.
What is the number one reason a mail-in ballot will be rejected? It isn't what you think. Lee Matthews with more on that as Oklahoma's Talk Radio Freedom 96.9 continues in 30 seconds.
Freedom.
Weather. Here's your Oklahoma City AccuWeather forecast. Tonight will be clear with a low of 75. Tomorrow, expect mostly sunny skies with hot temperatures and breezy conditions in the afternoon, reaching a high of 101. Tomorrow night will be clear with a low of 73. Thursday will be breezy and hot with plenty of sunshine, reaching a high of 97. Friday will bring mostly sunny skies, breezy conditions, and hot temperatures with a high of 97. With your Oklahoma City AccuWeather forecast, I'm meteorologist Jason Catarina.
So, we have to vote no.
This has a tremendous impact on healthcare. My administration has forged agreements with the world's 17 top pharmaceutical companies to offer their medicines at these steep discounts. In total, these agreements are projected to save Americans more than $600 billion.
That's Donald Trump late yesterday talking about an agreement he's made with overseas pharmaceutical companies to cut their drug prices. And you better believe there probably was some sort of negotiation in there. Either you cut your prices or we will flood the market with copycats or something along those lines. 405-608-4377 to join in the conversation on Freedom 96.9. Claremore showing it's not afraid to proceed with data centers. What do you think? And the Bitcoin mining operation out of El Reno that nearly drained all of its water. But now we're learning that there were permits that had expired and the city of El Reno had not done anything about it. So I'm using this as an example of, okay, it's not all about the data centers and it's not all about what the data centers are going to take from people. It's also about what the cities and the towns and the communities are going to do to enforce their own rules. 405-608-4377, 405-608-4377 on Freedom 96.9. A lot of heartbreaking stories came out of the ashes of a Northwest Oklahoma City apartment complex. It all happened Sunday afternoon where dozens of residents who moved there from the streets are once again without homes. Firefighters were working to learn how the fire started, but investigators said the flames erupted from the second floor. People living at the Meadows apartment said it only took about 15 minutes for the flames to make their way through. There were two out of about 50 people who were once homeless before moving into the apartment complex, thanks to Oklahoma City's Key to Home partnership. The partnership between the city and nonprofits helps place unhoused people in homes. That all changed Sunday when the fire started on the second floor and quickly made its way through the attic. The Homeless Alliance, one of the groups involved in the Key to Home partnership, is working to help the displaced residents rebuild their lives. Fire not only destroyed the residents' homes, but it also took away everything that made them feel at home, including furniture and clothing. Yes, donations can be made to the Homeless Alliance and Key to Home. No cause has been determined, but for the fire, but As I said earlier in the program, and I'm not trying to victim blame here, this often happens when you try to house the homeless. In order to successfully be housed, and you're a homeless person, you got to change some of your behavior. If you're used to scrounging for wood and building a fire in the middle of the floor to stay warm or to cook or whatever, okay, well, when you're given an apartment, you don't need to be doing that anymore. If you're smoking crack in a tent, in a shanty camp, and you drop your crack pipe, and it doesn't catch anything on fire in the shanty tent, you get lucky. Okay, but if you drop your crack pipe on a carpeted floor, and it's lit, it can start a fire. If you have PTSD, and you turn the furnace on instead of the air conditioning, you can start a fire. If you have mental illness and you are not on your meds and you think everybody's out to get you and you leave the stove on, you can start a fire. I don't remember if it was Albuquerque or Santa Fe, but they had cordoned off a part of the town and gotten together with some contractors or something, I don't know what, and they were able to build some small cottages for the homeless. Let's give the homeless some shelter. And they did. And one of the homeless people decided they were going to smoke their crack pipe that night, and they dropped it on the floor, and it caught the cottage on fire, and then it burned down the rest of the cottages. So now, the homeless who had been given homes were homeless again, probably in a worse off state than they were before because what little they did have had been burned up. This is the problem when you start building homeless facilities and you don't attach conditions to those facilities. Okay, you can have this apartment and we'll take care of it, but you have got to quit smoking crack or doing heroin or fentanyl or whatever it might be. You seem to be having problems not remembering to take your medication if you have mental problems. Well, you have to take your medication if you have mental problems in order to stay in this house. And a lot of times, the homeless person will choose, well, then I'm just not going to stay in that house. I'll go live in a tent. It's difficult for you and I to wrap our heads around someone who doesn't even care about their own shelter. And that's what a lot of the homeless are. 405-608-4377, 405-608-4377 on Freedom 96.9. It's Oklahoma's talk radio. I see that Lionel Richie's been hospitalized in the intensive care unit in St. Louis after performing in that city over the weekend. The singer checked himself into the hospital to have tests run after his performance Saturday night at the Muni in Forest Park. The outlet reported that Richie was being cautious and that doctors were looking into signs of dehydration. He was hoping to be discharged today. According to witnesses at the concert who spoke to reporters, Richie appeared to struggle near the end of his set and asked for a chair while performing his finale song, All Night Long, All Night. Back in June, Richie was hospitalized after suffering a medical emergency on stage in St. Paul, Minnesota. He was performing his rendition of Dancing on the Ceiling when he abruptly sat down. According to the video shared by fans, Richie said, What I've learned about my years of being in the business, when you're feeling dizzy, sit your ass down. And when you're feeling strange about yourself, sit your ass down. And he continued, I want you to know that the first time in the history of Dancing on the Ceiling have I done it sitting down. This is a bad sign, y'all. Richie sat at the piano for Three Times a Lady, but the concert ended shortly after that. And in case you're wondering, he's 77 years of age. I'm wishing him well. I hope he doesn't have any type of congestive heart failure or anything like that. And it might be getting to the point where he needs to shorten his sets, maybe team up with somebody else who can keep the concert going. I know what that's like. You know, you're feeling young. You've been taking care of yourself. He has always taken good care of himself. You've never seen Lionel Richie in rehab. You've never seen Lionel Richie overweight. You've never seen Lionel Richie strung out on something. He's taken care of himself. That's why it was so. That's why it was so shocking, even at 80 years of age, to hear Dolly had died. And we now know that was cancer. And I'm guessing it was some form of cancer that is aggressive, because I think she bowed out of everything around May and then had passed away just last week. But you want me to tell my Lionel Richie story? It's kind of a funny story. I was in, I think I was in Fort Smith. I was a big boss, an operations manager in Fort Smith, Arkansas. And at some point, the company I was working for decided to have this big conference in Dallas. And we were going to talk about all these big, important things the company wanted to do moving forward and what our role in moving forward was going to be. And they wanted everybody to feel like they were a part of something special and something big. And I went, and it was intense. But after hours, there were parties with all kinds of talent. That's where I met Toby Keith for the first time. That's where I met a bunch of people. Don't you know who takes the stage? Oh, Jessica Simpson. I met Jessica Simpson. She took the stage. She sang. Her little sister was there and hadn't bombed out yet. She took the stage and performed. Then came Lionel Richie. And I think he was singing Stuck on You. And you know the last part of that song, Mighty Glad You Stayed. Well, I just so happened to be holding a beer. And I called the lovely wife. Cell phones were a new thing. So I called the lovely wife. And I said, hey, honey, how you doing? What are you doing? She could hear Stuck on You. Feeling my great muscle in the background. I'm a beer bottle's throw from Lionel Richie. Should I do it? No, don't you do it. Don't you do it. Don't you do it. So I said, okay, I won't. Hey, love you. Talk to you later. And then about that time, Lionel Richie, mighty glad you stayed. And he pointed right at me, and the spotlight was right on me, and I waved my beer bottle. And okay, so much for that. So much for that. About 6 weeks later, I'm in Nashville at another conference, this time for country radio. Who's performing? Lionel Richie. Who's sitting in the front row? Me. And he sees me again, and it points at me. I say, hey, how you doing? About 6 weeks after that, I'm in Tulsa at another conference. Who's there? Lionel Richie. He sees me again. Now, this isn't even the funny part. Here comes the funny part. Later that summer, I go to visit my sister in Denver, and, hey, what do you want for dinner? I don't know. What do you want? I don't know. You want to cook something? No, let's go out. Okay, where? Oh, they just opened a spaghetti warehouse. Let's go to the spaghetti warehouse. Okay, cool. Let's go. We get in the car. We go. They come to see us. Who is in the booth right next to me and my sister? There sits Lionel Richie with his wife and some younger kids. His oldest daughter wasn't there at the time, but he looks up and sees me with almost absolute horror in his face. I didn't do anything. I said, oh, hey, Lionel Richie, cool. My sister is one of these that is, she's an introvert. She, Lee, be quiet. Don't you say a thing. Don't worry. Let's just sit down. Let's order drinks. Let's order our food. He's looking like he's about to leave. When he leaves, I got a story to tell you. So He gets up, he pays his bill, he pays his tip, and he's trying to get out of the restaurant as quick as possible before people recognize him and ask for autographs, this and this, this. And he looks at me and he says, "Hey, man, how you doing?" And he walks on out. And I knew he recognized me. And I told my sister and brother-in-law the whole story. Lovely wife knew the story. And my brother-in-law looks at me and he says, "Lionel Richie's going to think you're stalking him." And I said, having seen him just about four times in the last year for no reason whatsoever, other than I just so happened to be in the same building that he was in, yeah, he had have every reason in the book to think that I was stalking him. So last night, lovely wife and I are sitting around, and she says, "Hey, by the way, there's this story about Lionel Richie not doing well. He's in intensive care in St. Louis. You're going to have to go. You're going to have to go see him." 405-608-4377. It's Lee Matthews on The Drive. Hi, you are on the air. Thank you for hanging on.
Hi, Lee. This is John in Oklahoma City.
Hello, John. Good to hear from you.
I just wanted to tell you I really appreciate your tip a minute ago on furnaces and not lighting the furnace instead of turning on the air conditioning. But what I wondered about is if anybody in your audience other than me and maybe you have any idea what a furnace is.
Oh, a furnace. Oh.
I had one in 1953 in my house, and it had a grate on it. And if you stood on that grate with your bare feet, you had a perfect little tattoo of the furnace.
Lovely wife and I call it, we still call it the furnace. It's our air conditioner is electric powered, and then we have a gas powered furnace to heat the house.
You don't call that central heat and air?
No, we call it a furnace. The furnace means the heat is on. The air conditioning means the air conditioning's on.
Okay, well, that's the first time I've heard that reference since my mother told me not to stand
on the furnace. John, why are you messing with me?
Years ago.
Yeah, I was going to say, you're older than I am. You're messing with me, and I'm younger than you.
All right. Well, we had a house that didn't have a cement foundation. There was a crawl space under it, and if you crawled down under there, you could work on the furnace.
And was it a coal furnace or an oil furnace?
No, it was a gas furnace.
Okay,
and it was under the house, yeah. and heated up through the floor. And I will say,
our
when the earth's crust began to cool, we called it central heat and air.
I've stayed in an old hotel that had steam radiator heat. That was an experience. I don't know if you've ever had that.
Yeah, I've seen that too.
Yeah, and they go pss, pss, pss. So you had to get used to that all night long.
It's an audio experience.
Yeah, the pressure. It's a pressure valve of the steam being let off of the radiator. But anyway. I guess our furnace technically isn't a furnace because it's got electric glow plugs that light it, so it doesn't have a pilot light like the old ones did.
Right. And yeah, the furnace we had, you had the light. You're referencing about the homeless people. I don't know too many people that light their heat and air every year, but I know that there can be your hot water tank, you sometimes have a pilot light in there.
Yeah, it has mine has a pilot light, but it's got an electronic ignition. So you just hit a button and it ignites it. But
you can probably go years without a match.
Yes, yes. Now, my grandpa, they had gas heaters everywhere. So you had a little gas heater in the bathroom, so you'd go turn that on and let it get going about 10 minutes before you had to take your bath so you wouldn't freeze to death. And then they had a big one in the den where the living room was, where everybody, and well, they had a separate living room, and that was where the fireplace was. So they just had propane gas tanks everywhere.
Well, it's a good thing those homeless folks aren't outfitted like that, or they would burn themselves.
Well,
down
they seem to be doing
off.
They seem to be doing a pretty good job of it anyway, John. But thank you, thank you anyway. I'll have to talk to you later. Yeah. Thanks a lot for listening in to Freedom 96.9. And before you know it, it's gonna be time for you to have your furnace checked. That's just all there is to it. Freedom 96.9 and my good friend Scott McCollum of McRoof can help you do that. I was reading an article recently in a trade publication about how my industry, radio, covered Dolly Parton's death. And it was a big criticism of how badly it was covered. Why? Well, because most of the time, what you're listening to is being produced outside of where you're listening to it. And it's produced so far ahead of time that they're unable to get back into the studio and fix things before they need to be fixed. Now, I don't do things that way. I do things the old-fashioned way. You hear me talking to you right now? I'm talking to you right now. I'm Lee Matthews, and Frontier Auto Group also does things the old-fashioned way. Now, I'm not one of these, it was better in my day. I'm just telling you, sometimes the old school is the better school, and that's what they've learned at the family-oriented business of the Frontier Auto Group. Frontier Auto Group, they've been a trusted franchise dealer since 1936, and there's a good reason for that. If you're in a small town and you get a bad reputation, very quickly you will lose all your business. So these guys have been doing this for over 100 years, and they have still been able to maintain their reputation as good business people because they do it the old-fashioned way. Experience the old-fashioned way when it comes to buying a car or even servicing a vehicle with the Frontier Auto Group, 405-262-3355, 405-262-3355, frontiermotor.net.
When it comes to freedom, size matters. Your 100,000-watt voice of freedom. The new Freedom 96.9. Freedom96.9.com and on the Freedom app.
McRoof.us reminds you there are two guarantees. Roofs will never be less expensive than they are today, and every year that goes by will cost you more of your money to replace your roof due to higher deductibles, more restrictive coverage, and policy exclusions. I'm Lee Matthews reminding you that's why you need to trust your roof to a roofer that has been in Oklahoma for over 40 years. McRoof.us. Call today and get your free inspection and be ready when the insurance company starts their nonsense. 405-877-7663.
Hi, this is Major Meredith with the Oklahoma City Fire Department. Sudden cardiac arrest can happen to anyone, anywhere, and immediate action can save a life. Our hands-only CPR class teaches you how to recognize cardiac arrest, call 911, and perform effective chest compressions until firefighters or first responders arrive. No medical background is needed, just the willingness to help. Visit okc.gov/fire for more information on how to schedule free training for your business, group, or organization.
Sprained wrist, ankle twist. Broken thumb, can't make a fist. Busted knee, surgery. That patch of ice you didn't see.
Where pain starts, Jurnavix suzetrigine begins. Jurnavix is a non-opioid 50-milligram prescription tablet for adults with moderate to severe acute pain that reduces pain signals before they reach the brain.
Tendon tear, nose repair, tripping on that broken stair, dislocation, operation, moped crash while on vacation.
Do not take Jurnavix with CYP3A inhibitors. Avoid use with grapefruit or liver problems, as these may increase side effects. Tell your doctor about all your medicines if you are pregnant or breastfeeding. Jurnavix may make certain medicines and birth control less effective. Side effects include itching, muscle spasms, rash, and elevated muscle enzymes.
Joint displacement, knee replacement, fell on marbles in the basement, ladder slip, broken hip, that rock climb where you lost your grip.
To learn more about Jurnavix, ask your doctor. Call 1-833-589-PAIN or visit Jurnavix.com.
Knowledge is power. Combine that with 100,000 watts of power, and you've got the most important talk station in Oklahoma. We're the new Freedom 96.9 and Freedom96.9.com.
Freedom 96.9, Lee Matthews and The Drive. Tammy writes, Lee, I'll have you know there is such a thing as an associate degree RN because I am one. I stand corrected, Tammy. I thought the associate degree was just a stepping stone degree to get you to your LPN or your RN or your nurse practitioner, whatever case that may be. But I stand corrected. And thank you for listening on Freedom 96.9, Oklahoma's talk radio. Kyle writes, yes, we do need a constitutional convention, Lee. You were asking about that on Thursday. We are breaking the Constitution by not having a call to let the people vote on it. We can continue that conversation tomorrow on Freedom 96.9. It's Oklahoma's talk radio. Joe Pags is coming up next. Aaron Brillbeck with Dad Joke of the Day tomorrow morning as you drive to work.
Say goodbye.
Good night, ladies.
Goodbye.